Say it with me. Bodegas. Yes, very good.
I want to win the games until he dies playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to win the games since you guys play.
I can't play these video games.
Games and more entertainment radio.
Alright, this is Games and More Entertainment Radio number 36. I'm C4.
I'm Kobar.
Woof.
And we get to do all Final Fantasy again.
Woohoo!
Everybody's favorite topic, I know. You know how many people just turned this off already right now? Click.
That's alright.
We're done. That is. That's alright, because you know what? This week, last week, this month, wait, was it this whole month? No, it's like new today. A couple days ago, last week we didn't get to record. Or the week before we didn't get to record. I was out of town and whatnot. I mean, this just fell apart. And next week is going to be... We've got... Actually, we'll be hearing this next week. So
it's going
to
be...
It's going to be okay because it's going to be our filler one because I have to go to work.
Oh, my God.
That sucks. Oh, my God. I know.
Sucks to be you, dude.
I know. And it's not going to work playing Final Fantasy all day. It's like real actual work. It's like, suck. I know. And today, the day that everybody's hearing this is probably the day, or maybe the day before, that it's going to happen. Because it's when we're supposed to record next week that I'm going to actually be there. Talk about agony. I'll get to hear myself in the future talking about Final Fantasy, but I'll be at work. This is going to be no good. No good can come of this.
Not at all.
Nope. Work is a bad, bad thing.
Except for maybe money in your pocket.
I don't want money. I want Gil. I need Final Fantasy dollars. Gil.
Lots of it.
So you have to go farm to support your Final Fantasy.
I do. I need to go farm to support my Final Fantasy habit. Now, but maybe I could sell that online. Since we were just talking about it, it might as well be, you know, a good thing to open the show with. Now, how much was it?
Like,
$300 for $500K.
Yeah, it was close to 300. It was like 280.
$280 for 500K.
Yeah.
Yos.
Okay. Now, we decided that, well, I don't know, Wolf didn't say anything, but we had a problem with buying it, but no problem selling it.
No.
Like, it wouldn't bother me at all to make money from playing a game. Like, you know, if I had excess cash in the game, it wouldn't bother me to sell it.
Yeah.
I don't have excess cash. I have 243 gil on me right now. I'm kind of far from 100K, but, I don't think it would bother me to sell it. The only problem is like EverQuest is a good example. It just seemed like everybody had so much money in that game, except for me. I had like one platinum after playing for like a week.
Well, yeah, in the lower levels, platinum does not come. I saw my first platinum piece at like level, I want to say 15 or 20.
I was 12. And I was soloing the entire time, raping the gear and selling stuff left and right. I mean, everything I could. I didn't buy anything at all. I couldn't afford anything. And then I found out how to buy food one time. Holy cow, did that suck. Because food was expensive at EverQuest. I mean, at fifth level or whenever I needed it, I was like, oh my God, buying brownies and muffins.
Now you get them. You get like a stack. 20.
Yeah,
food
whatever it was I had, yeah. Yeah, that's
how
what I had.
How would you lay off the EverQuest?
Yeah.
It's a Final Fantasy show. Let me have my fantasy. Hey, come over.
All right. But the point of that was the buying the gil. Now, I know PlayerAuctions.com, you could buy it, and it seemed like it was like $10 per 10,000 gil. So, how on earth do people make that much money to sell it like that?
Oh, yeah. I have no idea. I mean,
camping for the NMs?
I have 6,000 gil on me right now. That's it.
And that right there is like the one spell that you don't have. You know, like you, I'm sure there's something that you can go buy with that you're just holding out on because you don't want to have $0. Like me. 243 gil. Even if I was to get a party, I couldn't go anywhere with them. I couldn't afford to get on a chocobo and head on down there. I'd have to be like, can somebody spare some cash?
One thing about, I mean, if you were doing this to farm gil, to sell, to make money, to live, I mean, you wouldn't have to spend money on chocobos. You wouldn't have to spend on spells. You wouldn't have to spend...
You would need money to buy your first fishing pole, and that would be it. Because I'm convinced that would be the best way to do it. Yeah, I don't know what they're using for bait. I mean, it depends on what they're fishing for.
I'd imagine gardening might have...
Yeah, it could. You were all hyped up on the other day. You know, we looked up the prices of that crap.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. It's like, if you want 12 bags of fruit seeds, it's $10,000.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know if it becomes as worth it as we thought. I mean,
it's $10, man.
You know, I don't... It's $10. Damn it, you're going to ruin the game. Next time I see you, your guy's going to have a billion gil. And you're going to be pulling doubles at work.
That's gonna be you're not going to have any time to play.
Well, now that was what we were talking about too earlier, was why would somebody want to go out and buy gil? Because I think it's just part of the game. I look at it as like, this is supposed to be, you know... It's
actually one of the most challenging things of the game.
You know what? It is. Because I'll tell you what, I may have 44 days of actual playtime, but I'm willing to bet 22 days of that is spent in front of the auction house, standing there. Please sell. Somebody please buy my shit. All the time. You know, and depending on what you do, how you work your money scam, I mean, it all comes down to a scam because nobody's making money legit in this. Everybody's trying. I know that everybody has some kind of way to make money.
And no one is, because I'm trying to be as legit as possible and I have $6,000 on me.
Yeah, you know, there's no way to legitimately do it. I swear to God, you cannot keep up the amount of monsters you kill. You can up until 10th level. 10th level, you're making
it. Yeah.
You know, every dollar you make is yours and you hard-earned money. But once you hit... Like, I swear to God, once I hit, like, 11 or 12, and you head down to, like, the next zone you can go to, like, whether it's the dunes or it's, what's that, the Peninsula one? Wherever it is that you go, Burmu, whatever the fuck it is, depending on where you go, all of a sudden you're in a party, and the loot drops drastically, because you're getting a sixth of the stuff now.
Well, yeah, and it seems to be pretty much the same amount as what you was dropping when you were just you.
Yeah. I mean, it blows. So all of a sudden, you're broke, and every single... And we know that people are scamming. We know, because look at the auction house. It's the same guy that sells one item all the time. Constantly. Like, some jackass... There's some jackass that sells iron arrows all over the fucking place, and it's the same guy.
Who is that?
I don't know, but damn, that guy's all over it.
Hey,
you know?
Lay off the guy. That guy's trying to make a name. Guy's support his new armors on a weekend.
You know,
new spells.
And I had a fat scam. For a while, I had a fat scam that was working so good, and it finally crashed on me, and then I was dead broke because I haven't been able to work out anything better yet, you know, with fire crystals. Mm-hmm. And since then, I have basically been scrounging for cash. It's been that bad. It's like, you know, you spend a couple days farming, you get together a couple grand, you know, well, tens of thousands, you know, I mean, probably a couple days you come up with it, you know, I mean, if you're really working at it hard, probably 50 to 100K. I mean, I've never seen more than like 30K, but I can blow that all on spells. Like right now, you know, or just before I bought all that crap, I had 30K. Boom, gone. Just like that. I'm dead broke. I don't know what to do with myself.
So easy to spend that kind of money. There's times of the night and whatnot where you could spend a grand on a chocobo.
Yeah.
On a freaking, basically a horse.
You know, in the middle of the night, our night, Japanese high time of the day, I don't know how they get used to paying those prices. Because I'd be pissed off.
They're doing something that's making so much money.
You know, there's Japanese. They get special treatments.
Yeah, really. It may say 12,000 to us or 1,200 to us, but it's like 100.
Tacks on another zero.
Yep, exactly. It's 120 for them.
Yeah, that's right. That's you know, this U.S. Japanese currency thing.
But conversion rate.
If the secret was fishing, in the middle of the night, you'd walk by any given lake, and there'd be Japanese everywhere. Because they're all rich.
You're right. There would be. So maybe, okay, you know what it's got to be? It absolutely must be the drops, the rare items. It has to be. Yeah. Because 24/7 you see guys camping the Emperor. 24/7 there's guys camping Lizzie. Always. And just earlier, Wolf was down there walking by Lizzie, and they thought he was looking for him too. Were you?
Lizzie?
Yeah. Remember when they were like, there's too many people here, Camp Lizzie? Yeah. Were you, or were you just walking by?
No, we're just running by.
That's what I thought. I thought you were just walking by, yeah. And, like, there was tons of people there, you know? And we know they're bots. I know some of them guys are bots.
The one didn't talk.
You know, well, some of them don't talk. Some of them auto-reply, I do not understand. And you can keep talking to them, and they keep replying right away. I don't understand. And every time you tell them, they fire back. I don't understand.
That got to be U.S. players, because Japanese uses a PlayStation. Think about it.
They got computers over there, too.
But I don't think they have a Final Fantasy version.
I think they do.
They do?
I'm pretty sure they do. Oh, why would they not? Why would they not? Not everybody in Japan has a PlayStation. Yeah, wait a minute. Hold on.
It's Sony, dude.
That was probably wrong, huh?
You're hell wrong.
That's like saying 5-6 years ago that not everybody has a Nintendo over there.
Yeah, huh.
You know, what's that shit you talked about? It's hell fucked up. It's about the rear drops.
Oh, yeah. Get this. I was looking through some forums somewhere. Okay, it has been this big controversy trying to figure out, does Treasure Hunter affect rare items? Because I have camped for that stupid rabbit charm, that necklace from Jagged Ear Jack, for days now. And I can never get it to drop. And I'm a thief, right? Thinking that Treasure Hunter would help. And I can't get it. And I've tried the Phantom to get ice spikes, you know? I can't get it. I've repeatedly tried. It's not like I just go there once and kill it. It's like I camp it for like hours, fight him tons of times, and I can never get it to drop. And I'm a thief, so I'm thinking, hey, I got a better shot than anybody. I'm going to get all kinds of fat loot. And I never get anything. And I was cruising around, and Hades had said something to me, actually. He said, I think it doesn't affect rare drops. And I was like, yeah, right. It's got to, because look at the Japanese guys when they go for rare drops. They always have thieves with them, right? So I hop on some forums, I was reading something else, and somebody had said in September, which is just before it came here, they patched Treasure Hunter off rare drops. So, which means for an entire year, they got Treasure Hunter for all those drops. The Japanese did, and we got the shaft, right?
See, that's how they got so rich.
I'm willing to bet that that's what it was. That they were able to get things way better than we were.
Well, that's fine and dandy, but they got to keep it up. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that you have to spend money on a daily basis.
That's how, you know, it's unfair to us, though. Think about it. They got all the fat shit already.
On top of having a year jump start, they had freaking Treasure Hunter, which is really burns me as a thief, because that was one of the reasons I took Thief. My whole thinking was, dude, I'm going to get the fat stuff. I want to have the coolest of the cool. And, oh, you can't get it because you're a thief. And we decided to take that out because you're American. Yeah,
it's still working over Japan.
It probably does. You know? Yeah. I finally figured out why they take a thief with them. If they're out there killing the placeholders, you might as well get some good drops.
Yeah.
You know, you might as well haul in a billion of whatever it is you're looking for. And it works pretty well, because when I was out there looking for Jack, this is a rabbit that spawns out in West Ron, who drops this rabbit charm thing. Awesome item for thieves. And I came back with, I think I had 100 and, it was over 100, but less than like 110 rabbit hides on me. Right?
That's been going right there.
You know, exactly. I mean, that was $10,000 I made on top of the possibility of getting a $200,000 item. You know, of course I don't get the damn item, and of course, you know, four out of the eight times I saw him spawn, I got jacked by a Japanese guy who was standing there with wide scan just fucking waiting for him. That maybe pissed me off. That's bullshit.
Yeah, we got it. You know, if you see someone, it's like, you think he's botting. Please report those fuckers. That's bullshit.
I think it's messed up.
Yeah, it is.
We wait for days for that.
They stand there and they make it so easy to bot in these kind of games because all your shit is built in, right? Like, if you can send F8 to the computer, which, you know, is like a rudimentary program for somebody to write up something that just pushes F8, say, every 5 seconds.
Right.
F8 targets the nearest creature. So you have your bot doing F8, and then it waits 1 second, you know, for it to make sure that it, you know, targets whatever, or half a second, and then it types in /attack. Right?
Okay, but then you have a character that's standing there and pulls out its sword.
Okay, but it's... Okay, then you got /follow. Right? Now, no, see, this is easy, because Ode, he made a bot for Dark Age Camelot, and it's all that shit is built in for you, right? I mean, like, all these commands, everything that you could possibly need to do is built in for you, and it's just sending it to the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not hard at all. It's not hard, I mean, to do anything. And, in fact, Hades had mentioned something about a some kind of a... It wasn't a provoke bot. It was a... it wasn't aggro. It was a area of effect. So, and we saw this guy standing out there right where Lizzie spawns. You know, because everything kind of spawns in a certain spot, so you know where it's going to be. And this guy just stands there and just bombs it, right? So something spawns in the area. If it detects that you picked up anything in that area, it tries to cast, you know, fucking water god, some god, area of effect spell. So everything nearby comes at this guy. And no matter what it is, he'll just stand there and bomb the shit out of stuff. It can auto-sow your inventory. I mean, they can do everything for you. You just leave it running all overnight, you know, while you go to work or something.
It's fucking cheating,
man. You know? Yeah, it's by bullshit.
By the time you come back, though, you fought Jagged Ear Jack, you won, but your inventory was full.
Well, now, but you can have it drop stuff for you. I mean, it can handle the entire thing.
You can program a bot to know when it's dropping?
How? Well, okay, you can, actually. Now, and this was an interesting way, this was cool, because when Ode was writing his bot for Dark Age of Camelot, he was trying to figure out how to, and that was awesome, because in this crap, you cannot get an exact location. You know, in like EQ, you can get like, you're at 4,000 whatever by fucking negative 128. You know, yeah, it was pinpoint accuracy on that, right?
Super pinpoint, because it's even decimal place.
Jesus. Yeah. See, you can't do that with Final Fantasy. I'm in quadrant friggin', you know, whatever. It's like this huge area. You know, so I mean, it's kind of hard. It would be harder to do in this. But with Dark Age, what he did was he was trying to figure out a way for how would your guy know if it was getting its ass kicked? Right? Because you can't like, in this you can report your hit points. But in Dark Age, there was no way to, like, maybe there was, and I just didn't know it. But, like, a macro thing that would print them out. Anyway, we decided that it could read the size of the hit point bar. So what we had it do, well, he did all the programming. It was my fucking brilliant idea. Have it take a screenshot. And then analyze the screenshot. Right? Because when your hit point bar goes down, like, say it's blue, right? If you have it check, like, 10 points on your hit point bar, and if say the last 8 are not blue anymore, you're almost dead. Your guy's probably at less than 20%. So have him sit down. So then your bot sends in slash rest. So your guy sits down, or heal, whatever the fuck it is. So then your guy sits down, and then you have a timer on it. Wait a minute and 30 seconds. Slash sit again. Your guy stands up, or stand, or whatever the hell it is. And you just go right back to work. I mean, it's that easy. And like a fishing bot, that's slash fish. Do that once a minute. And that's how easy a bot would be to fish. You know, the sorting would be a little harder to work out.
But you pull monsters, so you'd have to...
Not everywhere.
No, not even...
Not in towns.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you see those... That one guy, D. Steele is his name, standing there at Port Juno every day. Fishing all the time. He's there all the time.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to report that guy right away. Screw him.
This is a form of cheating, is what my point was.
That's bullshit.
You know, this is hurting the other players. I feel it's really hurting the other players because it's giving one person an advantage, you know, and they can, I mean, dude, if you control the money, do you know what I could do if I had, like, so much gil in this game? You could just buy stuff and then just set your own prices for everything. Shit just doesn't come out of nowhere. Well, some of it does, but not all of it.
Yeah.
Some of the really, really hard to find good stuff is not around a lot. And if you buy it all up, you could really screw the other players. Or you could just keep buying it. Throw it away. Just buy it and drop it. Who cares how expensive it is? You make so much money anyway cheating. Screw the rest of the server. I'm the only guy with an emperor's hairpin, you know? You could just keep buying them and throwing them away. You could create, you know, this fake market.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I get upset. You I see know guys what?
There's
that are
a other... way I can find out. We can find out that who... camping for Lizzie, the bot. Because his owner has to sell the leaping boots by himself.
Have you noticed that it's the same dude selling the Emperor's hairpins and shit? Yeah, it's the same guys. It's the same guy. You see one guy up there that sells 8 Emperor's hairpins. You know? Yeah, and it's not like you can't do them all at the same time, though, because you only have one. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff like you can only carry one. So, I mean, it must come pretty quick if he lists it, sells it, and lists another one. It must go pretty quick. It must be really good money.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
200. The average is at 200K.
Yeah.
That's one from the one item.
I would like to think that there's some kind of legitimate way, though. Even at the higher levels. And I was thinking, what about the BCNMs?
That's what I like to hope.
Now, the only problem I see with it is by now, if that was, like, a financially viable option, wouldn't you be carrying, like, 7 zillion Beastman seals by now? Not 100? I only have 160, and I got 3 dudes over level 30. And I've only got 160 of these fucking things.
I throw away so many, too.
So that's...
What'd you do?
What? But,
yeah. Sometimes you just free up your email.
Yeah, I've thrown away some, too. Yeah. Like, I'm on the field, and it's like, we got one... I got one, and I'm out there, and I've got a fat party, and we're just raping the loot. Fuck the Beastman seal. Yeah, I don't need one. Maybe, you know, because chances are you got it when you were cruising through somewhere, and you're not going back through. Yeah. You know, if we're killing stuff that regularly drops them, I won't, because I'm collecting them, you know?
Well, so there's got to be a decent place where you can farm Beastman seals.
No. There's got to be. Everything.
You know how you find out? You follow the Japanese around. Just follow them around, like, hide behind the corners and stuff, you know, and swing your camera around, you know, see where they go, and just follow them through some zones. I guarantee you'll figure it out eventually. There's got to be something, though. And the problem is, I seem to be stuck at, like, this level 30 area of the game. I got 4 dudes there, and I cannot progress. I played as my ninja, or my thief. I was level 31 on, like, last, what was it, Thursday, right? 31. I was 31... That next Monday, 6 days, I sat there in garlage looking for a group, and I couldn't get one. And if I did, it was like 10 minutes. We'd kill one thing, 4 guys would die, and they would disband. You know, and I was pissed off.
I hate when that
happens. Was so mad.
I come here, spend like so much money on transportation, now you fuckers disbanding?
Yesterday, I was up in Kazam. I get a tell. Hey, come on down to Garliage. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, man. I hate Kazam. I'm the fuck out of this joint. I'm going back. And I'm quick about it, right? Because I'm all about the fast movement, right? I hate going slow. So, you know, transportation to me is the biggest pain in the game. So I have, like, mastered the art of moving fast. I was down in Garliage in less than 4 minutes all the way from Kazam. Boom. I'm there. These assholes are all, I gotta go soon. You know, the white mage always. I gotta go soon.
Yeah.
Alright, well, let's kill what we can while we get down there. We get in one fight, the white mage and some other guy die. Oh, fuck you guys, I'm leaving. Boom. Like, okay, I'm going to Juno. I gotta tell. Hey, let's go to Kazam. Oh, crap. Alright, we'll go to Kazam. We'll all go with you guys. Fuck it, I just need a party, right? So I'm talking to these guys. I go all the way to the port. I'm standing there waiting for the boat, and I get another tell from somebody else. Hey, we're going to Garliage. I'm all,
oh my
fuck, now what do I do, right? I've already paid for the boat, and I'm waiting for it to get there. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to stick with these guys only because, like, I don't know. I talked to them first, and I don't want to be a dick about it, right? Now, I hadn't met my party yet. I was just talking to them. One guy was a thief, and one guy was a white mage, but I didn't check him out. I was just like, oh, okay, he's a white mage, whatever. I'm standing there, and then the phone rang, and I get on the phone, and this Galka walks up to me. And he sits down in front of me, and he's, like, waving to me. I'm reading the chat, but I'm not following what's going on. I'm just seeing him wave and bow and smile and all this shit to me. And I'm talking on the phone. I get off the phone, and I look. This is my white mage. This Galka, 31st level with 200 fucking mana, you know? Or whatever ridiculously low it was. I was like, oh, my God, I totally made the wrong choice. So I was like, I gotta go. I left. I actually logged out so they wouldn't know. I didn't want to be with them. But I actually had something to do, but still, I didn't want to go do it, but I did. Now, do not put yourself on the chat log, then, so you don't get tempted. Just put it on the log and fucking... God, you can't pull it together, can you? We're even talking about Final Fantasy, and you can't stay focused. Good God, man.
Focus, focus!
So, you know what? Transportation makes for a good story. Because we had a little race, Melly and I. This was fucking awesome. We were up in Kazam. Both of us, and I think we were in the same party even, and we were going to go somewhere else. I don't even know where we were going, but to get from Kazam, you know, back to Juno, you've got to get on the boat, right, and float back to Juno.
Yeah.
And so whoever I was with, I was like, hey, I'm going to run down to Selbina. Now, this is major zones. This is far from where we were, right? This is major zones. And I, you know, I really wanted my spell, right? Because I'd leveled or something. It was a spell I really wanted. Wherever we were going, I wanted to take it there, you know? So I was like, hey, I'm going to go to Selbina and meet you guys back in Juneau. And they're like, man, you're never going to make it. Now, if you were to walk, I mean, like, okay, this is from Kazam to Airship to Juneau, then across Petalia, across Jugnar, across Lathine, into the dunes, into Selbina, and fucking back.
It'd probably take you a good 2-2.5 hours.
No. Walking would take you... Not walking, but at least... I mean, okay, yeah, it would take a long time. Chocobo, that would take you 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, at least.
It would take a long time. It would take a long time. It's not that far. Right? Well, the boat's 5. Walking across Juno's probably 4, 3. Juno's pretty small. 2, 3. Battalion's like another... Shit, yeah, it would be like over a half an hour. God damn.
Especially to go there and back.
God damn, that is long. Okay, but so, being the master of transportation I am, I said I could beat him to Juno from Kazam. This was fat, and Melly goes, this is riboflavin here. He goes, you can't make it back before we all get here. And I can understand, you know, because they hate waiting. I hate waiting for somebody. That's the worst thing.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let's go somewhere. Okay, get there. I'll be there in a minute. And it's like the longest 20 minutes of your life waiting for this asshole, right? I was like, no, I can do it. Check this out. So this is a very important lesson everybody needs to learn here. And follow, I mean, just to get around the world. And now it's gotten even easier for me because I got teleport spells. Mm. So I was a black mage, and I knew my home point was in Juneau. And I had remembered seeing that the last realm update was just done. And Sandoria, my hometown, owned Jugnar Forest and the Valkyrm Dunes. So Melly goes, I'll bet you 300 gil that you can't make it. I said, I know I can make it before you guys get back. And somehow we ended up making it $1,000. 1,000 in-game dollars, right? 1,000 gil that I could beat them back. So what happened? I smoked them. I beat them back and had time to smoke a cigarette before they got off the fucking boat. That's how fast I went. And here's what I did was I warped myself back to my home point in Juneau, right? Mm-hmm. Hopped on a chocobo in Upper Juneau, bolted across Petalia Downs, and ran into Jugnar. I get to Jugnar Forest, the outpost, right? Now my party was a bunch of people that we didn't know, right? A couple of noobs, obviously, because they were kind of blown away by the things I was doing. And you can, when you're zoning through, when you're in a different zone, it doesn't show your guys' hit points and whatnot. You know, just down on the bottom on there, it shows what zone you're in. So they're watching my progress, right? So they see me going across Battalia, and that takes a long time. I'm going across Battalia legitimate. I'm flying across on my chocobo, and then I zone into Jugnar. And they're like, oh, we're going to smoke you. It's taking you forever, right? I go to Jugnar. I get to the outpost, and you can pay for teleportation, right, if you've done a supply run. Now, the supply run is something that I've done almost all over the world now. So I warp myself to Sandoria, and then that's when I knew that I had him, because all of a sudden, all of them are going, oh my god, how did you get to Sandoria so fast? And since it teleports you in front of the guy that teleports you somewhere else, and we owned the dunes, I just clicked the guy again, boom, teleport me to the dunes. Pow! I zone into Valkyrm. And they're just like, oh my fucking god, how do you move so fast? I mean, we're talking, this was like less than 30 seconds from Jugnar, I was in the dunes. And stopped by Sandoria, too, for tea. You know? The outpost is directly across from Selbina. So I bolted to Selbina by my spell. Warp, I'm back in Juneau. They hadn't, like, gotten off the boat yet. I think they were still waiting for the boat when I got back. It was so sweet. The only problem with it was it cost me about $600, $700. To rent the chocobo to go to Jugnar was, you know, $300, $400, I'm sure. And teleporting from a place that you own was $200 apiece, if you have strong control of it. Luckily we did, because we just won. But it was awesome. But see, it was little things like that that make the game even more fun than it really is. Because it's not all about just standing around and killing things. It's, you know, interaction with players and, you know...
Making new friends,
definitely. You know, I mean, this is a huge thing. And plus, stupid shit like that makes it really cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, just crazy shit like this. Somewhere I was either reading it or some people were telling me that there was a whole bunch of Taru bards or some shit that got up on stage in the bard place, in the inn, the tavern, whatever it is, next door to the auction house in Juneau, and was up there, like, singing and telling stories and shit. And they had, like, half of the fucking population of Juneau in there listening to these guys. It was just, they all lined up on stage and were doing shit. How cool is that?
That is kind of cool.
You know, I don't remember where I was reading it, but it was just, I was like, wow, that, yeah, you know what, I was reading
and
it.
And I was there talking about this One time at band camp. Bars. All the bars.
So, yeah, teleportation is nice.
I still haven't done a single supply run. I haven't done a lot of crap.
It's easy, though.
I'm so busy trying to catch up to everybody.
Well, you know what? You guys are all going to blow by me. Look at Lelo and Shinji. Hades' buddies, they're all like, what, 25 to 30 already? I'm stuck. I cannot level past where I am. Hades is 47.
48.
Wolf, you're 44?
Almost 44.
Almost 44. And I'm stuck in the 30s. I cannot get past it unless I play my white mage. It's like I can get a party instantly.
Not even as your black mage?
Well, I haven't played my black mage in a long time. I mean, it was like I sat him down, got him to 30 like almost overnight, and then just stopped playing. Hmm. So I got him to 33 so I could wear my gear. That's all I wanted, was to wear my gear. That's all I needed.
But should... I don't know. The black mage should have no problem.
I'm sure they don't. But I've been picked up many times as main heel. Many times as main heel. As
so you know mage. That's a new...
Wait. As my gray mage. My white-black. My black-white gets picked up as a main heel a lot. So...
That's ugly. So someone, you know, in the party... Ask you to do that, you know, it's a freaking noobs.
Dude, I know. I have no issues pointing out the noobs, okay? I had a 33rd level fucking white mage today buy a myth kebab off me and use it. Yeah, and then he's all, what does this do? I was like, are you fucking shitting me?
Remember last time we had a monk? Use a monk?
A monk? Juice. But juice! He's got zero fucking mana!
Oh, that's even worse than the white mage using a myth.
Yeah, because at least the white mage can still swing.
Yeah.
The monk doesn't have any spells no matter what he does.
So I don't know. I just bought it and drink it.
Yeah, what a fucking dumbass.
He was thirsty.
So, you know, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. If you guys can't come up with topics, believe me, I'm full of crazy shit to talk about.
You go ahead. I'll back you up.
No, the problem is I keep talking. And people are sick and tired, I'm sure, of listening to me just drone on and on and on.
You tell
and on.
Good stories, man.
No, I don't. Like, what about, like, getting the ninjutsu stuff? Now, you guys probably weren't part of that, so it makes a good story for me to tell. But, like, certainly there's something. Like, okay, you've been a bard now. That right. Didn't happen last show, right?
No.
So, weigh it on us.
Well, there's not a whole lot to it, I mean.
But, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. I'm pretty certain that the first set of songs are not all that, like, powerful.
Yeah. Well, they're first level stuff. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you're fighting
It may be an advanced job, but it's still a first level.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But I mean, like,
you don't see the
whole first set of songs, they don't seem to do a whole hell of a lot.
Mm.
Like, I put on the song that ups accuracy, and they still miss, like,
yeah.
They're just missing left.
They missed like a couple Dark Knights.
Yeah.
Look, he ain't listening. Smiles and laughs and pretends like he heard it.
Oh, Hades just sent me a message on the internet.
What did it say?
It's you should back for some F1 Navi in Juno Wolf. That's the thing I was trying to talk about.
Okay.
Go ahead. Artifact. That's, but it's going pretty good. I'm level. He's 15.
15?
So I'm thinking, once I get out of the frickin' dunes.
I know. That place has scarred me for life, man. I'm gonna have nightmares when I'm like 75. No more clippers! Fucking wake up in a cold sweat.
I swear to God, if I do another job, I'm going anywhere but there. I'm going, if I have to freaking
solo myself 20, there, yep, I'm gonna do it.
If I have to solo to 20 at freaking 15 XP a kill. I will do it, because I am not going through the dunes another time.
I did it 4 times, and I'm never going back there. I hate that fucking zone.
This is only my third right now.
And I will go back for the one item that I need out of that zone. The hairpin.
Yeah, how long are you going to spend in that?
I'm going to fucking spend a month there. I'm gonna take vacation at work. And I'm going to camp the dunes for 2 weeks.
I need to camp this stupid thing in the... Gideous.
Oh, there was three Japanese guys camping that today. You know what? You know what was weird? They either had a ranger or they have some kind of a fucking timer. Because when we were there today getting John Minifin's key for to go to Kazam, And one of the guys pops, one of the NMs pops in front of me. The guy that drops the bird whistle crap.
Right.
And they come tearing around that corner. And it just so happened that we just got our asses kicked. And we were both sitting down. And he popped like almost on us, like right in front of us. Mm-hmm. So that's the only way I beat him to him. All those Japanese guys were out there camping the other guy, the guy that drops the Monster Cigna.
Right.
And they come flying around the corner the minute that guy was there. And I can't help but think they...
It had to have been Ranger. It was probably Ranger.
I would like to believe that too, but I wouldn't doubt that they've got some kind of... There's got to be like... Because...
Some hardcore players probably...
They have like a fucking timer or something. Because there was a guy that was in Ordell's Caves that was ripping Hades and I off. And it was like they knew exactly when these things were going to pop every single time they were there before us. I mean, we were standing right next to it, and they would just come flying in the zone, and right when they would get to where they pop, they're there. I mean, on top of
them. We used to do that to people, remember? For a key hunt?
We
got memorized.
That was different. That was like high speed, though. That was like, because those pop like every like 30 seconds.
Those are also normal mobs.
Yeah, that was nothing special. That was regular bullshit that pops all the time. That was easy to figure out. Any zone, you figure it out. If you just kill them in the same order, you know, that's no problem. But this is something that shouldn't even be there for a while. And these guys knew right when, I mean, I don't know. That sucked.
If you have a ranger watching
wide scan.
Does it update?
Widescan doesn't update. That's the only thing that doesn't make it the fattest. I mean, if it did, I swear to God, I'd be a ranger.
Just a refresher once
ranger
in a while.
Thief for
anything. I don't care because I could just fucking I could just oversee the entire zone all the time.
That's what I've been doing today. I can't.
You get it at first level, dude. How fat is that? Being able to see anything, just like that.
I was farming for
it doesn't update.
It doesn't update. You've got to exit your map and then re-enter your map.
It gives you another, like, basically screenshot of what the zone is like.
Yeah, exactly. Like a little snapshot of what was going on. Yeah. But like, because plenty of times I've turned it on and gone after something, and then it's dead by the time I get there, and I didn't know. You know.
I was kind of thinking it'd be more like tracking in EverQuest, because...
I don't know how that works.
Well, basically, you come up with a list of every monster that's in your range. You pick one, you press the button, and it says the monster is that way.
How does the tracking work?
Same exactly.
Is it? Okay.
Shows a little blue arrow on the little radar screen.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never used it.
I mean,
there's a tracking option I've never used.
What level do you get that at?
First level.
First level, widescreen.
It's like, yeah. It's like, I didn't even know you'd get this. It's not in the book. It's not in anything.
See, there you go. Okay, so it does update compared to, like, for what you need.
Well, yeah, for what you want. But, I mean, when you're out farming, you're looking for 27 different crawlers. You're not looking for one.
Right.
You know. But.
But if you're looking for a named monster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's real easy to see, though. You look a longer name, you know, on the list. I was doing pretty good today. Camping for rams.
Oh, yeah.
I was right on top of it.
Yeah, but then
time.
You're, like, screaming. When they don't drop anything. I mean, he's like yelling so loud that it's making my head vibrate.
No, it's like, I didn't even move, right? I tried to shoot the arrow. That says I'm moving.
That's because you're running, and then you let off. No, I know what you're doing. You're running, you're letting go of the stick, and as your thumb is up off the stick, your other thumb is pushing the button on your macro.
You kind of coast for a second.
Yeah, your guy is like, he's all, like, think about it like slowing down almost. Like, if you were in a full sprint, you couldn't stop instantly without falling on your ass. You couldn't stop to shoot a bow accurately.
Or cast a spell or whatever.
Cast a spell, yeah, whatever it is that you're doing, you wouldn't be able to do it. Let off of it and wait 1 second. And I guarantee it never happens. Because you get good at it.
Sometimes if you're camping or something, there's no 1 second to get it.
Oh, I know that. I know that. But you know what? That's what's going to cause you to lose it.
Yeah.
I learned real quick, because with a white mage, Dia is like, it's a half a second cast time. And when you're out there, like a good example is when we were looking for those keys. I learned right quick that you cannot go running at a monster and try to zap them because your guy's not stopped. And what's going to happen is the other guy's already stopped, and whatever it is that he's casting with a longer cast time than you, he's going to beat your dumb ass because you didn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And whatever stun is can kiss my ass.
Stop.
Instant. This guy was kicking my ass. A Dark Knight. I've only seen Dark Knights use it.
Yeah, so, no, Black Mage got that spell too.
I've never seen...
Really?
I've never seen anything but a Dark Knight use this spell. Here's the book. I've never seen anything but a Dark Knight use
this spell. No, there's a new updated spell. Dark Knight, it's not even known the Dark Knight.
Well, I've never seen it before unless it was a Dark Knight using it, and it's instant. And this fucking guy out there was kicking my ass today. It was bullshit. I was pretty upset about that.
Because that is a fat spell to have.
Especially if it's instant. I mean, it's bam, monster stunned.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I wonder what, yeah, look up, find out what level that is so I can go out and get it for my Black Mage. Dude, if I can have that subbed, if it's low enough that I can have it on my Black Mage sub, I'm good to go. I'll go buy that spell right now. Because I'm tired of people stealing pulls from me. Because I've got to wait that half a second.
Well, even in, like, regular parties, as a Black Mage, Goblin Ready comes off, toss,
pow! Yeah. Isn't that going to be beautiful? Yeah, figure that out.
Stomp?
Yeah. I didn't know it was a spell. I was pretty sure.
It's a spell.
Okay. You told me that, like, 9 times earlier today.
You said, no, it's an ability.
Yeah, because I've only ever seen Dark Knights use it.
Yeah, you know what? Cuts a lot of magic points, too.
I bet, but it's instant. It's instant. You know how many times stopping a bomb toss would save my ass?
Well, 37.
Oh, Jesus God. It's 37. I can't.
Go to Alexander.
I can't sub it then.
What is
not
it?
Not really.
I'll do that all Alexander.
It's A L L A K H A Z A M. Don't ask me to do that again. I have to envision. Nope. That's not it. Ah, oh, fuck. Oh, it's right here. Oh, it's FFXI.Alakazam. A L L A K H. Yeah, I got it right. Look at that shit. No www. God damn it. I'll look it up right here. Fucking A. You guys talk about something. Talk about your fucking weapon.
My weapon? Oh, yeah. AF1. See. There's a people, you know, hate just asking me, begging for some loving, you know, in general. You know, I'm pretty against have a higher player to help you out on some crest.
You are not.
Yes, I am.
You're a sellout.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
Oh, wait. That's you.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the reason you said
I've seen him do it.
I sold my soul for a fucking ninja.
You did.
But I'm gonna regain my manhood. I'm gonna go help noobs later on do it. Or you guys, I guess. We can all go do it.
Yeah.
I have to earn my wings back because I feel like shit from having somebody else do it. And I'm glad I learned now, though, because I would hate...
That's more fun, though. You know, I think
about Jesus, it's a 45th level Black Mage spell. Stun. Oh. 37 Dark Knight. I'm telling you, that's what's going to be my
rent. How much a costume can?
I am fucking pissed at the Dark Knights in this. 25. Wait. Yeah, 25 man. It's instant, and it's a 45-second cooldown.
Wow. That's awesome. I can't.
That is sick as hell. How much money does it cost?
25. Temporarily prevents an enemy from acting. It will stop. It sounds like it'll stop bomb toss. Temporarily prevents an enemy from acting.
Yeah, that's what, like,
shield bash and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I should get it.
Yeah.
Because every time I check out the action house, always none for sale.
Stun?
Stun.
How much is it?
Well, I say about 10 to 15. Okay.
This is ridiculous. Every spell is so expensive.
No, think about it. It's a worthless.
There needs to be spell crafting. There really does. There really, really does.
Totally worth it. I'm so convinced of that.
There really, really does.
Because it should. We should make our own spells.
I think so too. Instead of killing some random thing to try to drop something.
Yeah, where'd they get it?
Yeah, exactly. It's just one massive book.
Some freaking orc with level with like 3 intelligence.
I've seen it. All through Gideous. I pick up deodorized, sneak, invisible, all that kind of garbage. What the fuck?
Yeah. They have no intelligence to write spells and stuff. We should make them.
I think so. I think there should be a spell. You know how much money I would have saved? You know? Well, maybe not, though. I mean, maybe I would have dumped money into it to get it to where I could reasonably make them or something. Well, I don't know how would that work. You wouldn't be making multiples of them. Well, yeah, because you would sell them.
Yeah, you could sell them.
Buy the parchment for $1,000 each, and then you've got to do all kinds of crazy half alchemy, half food, I hope, because I already have it. Something else to make the spell.
See, I think there should be, like, big old libraries, and you have to, like...
Yeah.
You have to, like, go through books and find different components of these books and put them together and...
That would be cool. You could easily make it a crafting skill. They could easily do that.
And they could make it so that like it's not something you sell and you don't really dump a whole lot of it. You don't dump money into it, but you have to sit there and spend time looking through all these old books.
See, I'd rather throw money at the problem though.
Really?
I would, because I'm not patient.
Yeah, this is so realistic. This is so cool.
Yeah, it is, but this isn't. I mean, it's too realistic is a bad thing. This is why I don't like EverQuest. Because it does take you, you know, 6 real hours to walk from one place to another. You know what I mean? Or when you do have to carry food to survive, it bugs me. It's like there's a certain level of realism that you have to just shed for some things. You know, it's like you're playing Dungeons and Dragons. You want it as real as possible as you can be with magical elves and fairies and dragons and whatnot. You know, so it's got to be a little leeway. But, like, a good example is, like, a corpse run. I would hate it. I would be pissed off all the time. If I had to go get my dead, dumb ass all the time, right? Well,
there's actually something really kind of exhilarating being some naked guy in like some deep, dank dungeon going, oh, crap.
Yeah, but then you would have guys that it wouldn't... Okay, like, being a white mage, it wouldn't affect me. Because if I die... I can just sneak and invisible and fucking deodorize my way through any place. Anywhere. I have been to zones that you guys have never seen.
Probably.
No, not probably. I have. Because I can. Your dark name may be able to kill all kinds of shit, but he cannot just go waltzing through zones like I can. Because nothing can detect me.
Or my
light
mage, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I haven't bothered doing it.
But yeah, you can, though. But you can. But, like, it's just like it wouldn't have the same effect because the non-detection spells are so effective. If you read the book, it says lessens the chance of being detected by sight, smell, whatever. Okay, I'll tell you right now,
100%.
It's 100%. Yeah. I have never been detected by anything, and I have been in zones I shouldn't be until I'm 60.
That's the whole purpose of the spell. They're not going to have some spell that reduces the chance.
But it should be, though. It should be a chance, I think, because it makes it too easy for me to go do this, I have done some crazy bullshit.
What adds the bit of difficulty to it is the random cast time. The random time.
Length of the spell, yeah.
If you knew that each one of those spells was a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Then it'd be too easy.
Yeah, but at least it warns you. At least it warns you.
Yeah.
It gives you those four little things that say you're about to get anally raped by whatever is standing around. You know, it lets you know. But and yet still, it shit happens. Yesterday, I died. Hades and I had to go. We were going to get the Uber Jitsu, right?
Uber Jitsu.
That sound you hear every Japanese ninja in the game using. We went to go get that finally. After like 2 days of farming those stupid fucking beads out in Gideon's just to cheat our way to get the fame. After all that, I went out to Norg and to try to find the guy to do the quest. So, now I have no problem getting there. I'm a white mage, dude. I can walk anywhere. So I go out and I even have the path memorized. And it's that easy to get to this fucking place. Next person that asks me how to get to Norg is getting their asses kicked. Because it's your first, it's you make a left and then all rights. And nobody can find the fucking place but me. Those are the instructions and directions to get to Norg. From Kazam to the fucking outpost, at least.
But it's the first left that you have to make.
Why is that so hard?
No, that's...
No, I know, not for you. For
I'm
everybody
clarifying.
Everybody I tell. Run out the Kazam gates and go dead south. Whatever direction you're facing when you get out, right? Continually head that direction. And you go left, you go right. I mean, it twists and turns, right? I mean, you're going for days south until you come to a left and right decision. Go left. And then make every single right, and you can't go wrong. I've done it 150 times. Fall down the northwest hole, right? Because there's like 4 holes once you get to the outpost. Once you're down the hole, face yourself west and walk out. You drop into the hidden valley. You go to the north waterfall. Behind that waterfall is a cave. Go in there. Stay. Okay, once you're in there, though, you're in the Sea Serpent Grotto, fucking invisible. Do what you gotta do because it's bad in there for a while. Like, Hades has no problem now, though. He's like 40, whatever he is, and he says everything's easy prey. At least in the part in the front of that. Later on, deeper, it gets pretty burly. But in the front of that, to get to Norg, it's not a problem. You stay right. Just stay right. It's basically straight ahead. There's a secret door. You just click it. It opens up. You can't open it invisible, so you got to re-invisible yourself or whatever. But do it on the other side of the door. The door closes. Run in and then stay right again. Eventually, you're in Norg. It's no fucking problem. But you got to go deep to get those ninjutsu stuff. So I got there myself, you know. I have no problem doing it myself. The problem is that a lot of people don't realize how difficult it really is to keep on top of sneak and invisible. People always, oh, can you take me here? And it's like, it sucks. Like, I'm sure, isn't there something, like, Wolf, that you can't stand it when people ask you to do for them?
Oh, yeah. Looking for keys?
Well, that sucks. But, I mean, isn't there, like, a job thing? Is there anything that, like, only your job can do? Like, maybe, no, I guess, just like, killing things, I guess?
Yeah, he's just a whacking. He's just an assassin.
See, I just...
But I agree with you. Having to keep up with, like, say, invisible, your own and somebody else.
It's a lot harder than people think.
They drop at different times. You have to drop yours, invisible them, re-invisible yourself, you go.
Exactly. And on top of all that, there's sneak that drops, too. So, like, your invisible is good to go, but sneak will drop.
And then you're like, both.
Yeah. Then you're back to sneak, invisible, and then your own invisible. And then your sneak ran out. You know, it's just like, it's a pain in the ass to do. So it's like, and constantly I get asked by people, go take me to do this, go take me to do that. And I don't mind doing it for my friends, but it's like, I got a lot of people that like are on my friends list or that I grouped with once that know that I'm a white mage and know that I know the way there. You know, because they see me running around as a ninja, you know. And they're like, weren't you a white mage last week when you raised me? So
That was someone else with 2 R's.
Yeah, that wasn't me. They only had 2 R's in their name.
Four.
Yeah. So I ran down to Nord, and I actually, you know what? I did all those beads, and I didn't have enough fame yet.
That is such...
I was pissed.
Oh.
However, it did bump me to like the second level fame, like low, I guess. I mean, I went from like 0 to 1 or from 1 to 2 fame, and it did open up another quest, though, that was like, bring these two jackasses some rusty gear. So, of course, it's available at the auction house. And it's funny because like, you, nobody ever notices it, I think. Like, I have looked at the auction house 150 times and never seen these items. And it's in arm, it's in feet and legs. And
I've never seen real bottom.
Yeah, but you think you would have seen it. I've been to the bottom of the list 4 times now.
I really hope that there are some auction houses that have different stuff.
There are because different. There's 3.
No. I mean, like, items that...
Oh, you know what?
Because there's an awful small, considering...
There must be, because...
An awful small number of items in, say, the sand that you can list in the Sandoria auction house.
I don't think it's that different, though. Like, it's not that different. Like, there's most of the same stuff in all of them, I bet. I bet it's, like, 95% the same. I really do. Because, what were you looking for? Absorb something?
Absorb a strength.
No. One that wasn't there, though. Oh, no, it wasn't you. Somebody was looking for... Like, there's only... Oh, no, it was Searle. He asked me.
Dexterity?
Which ones are available to buy?
Not
in Juno, though. Like, can you buy absorb Dex?
Yeah, you can.
Where? Juno.
Juno.
But I noticed you can't get it from the Bastok Auction House. It's not even listed. It's like, not just available. Not even available. So I'm curious, what would happen if you listed it, though? Would it just suddenly appear on there?
Probably.
I don't think so, though. Think about how much shit on there has never had anything sell, ever.
Yeah, I don't think...
Or listed, ever.
I don't think you're allowed to sell something if it doesn't have
I'm curious about that, though. So I'm hoping that one of these days, one of us comes across something.
To test it.
Yeah, and then we just know, oh, hey, that isn't... I remember not seeing that here. Searle didn't believe me. Because he asked me, is Absorb something or whatever available? And I was in Norg looking at the Bastok Auction House, and I'm like, dude, it's not even listed. And he's all, mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, I was like, come on, dude. I swear to God, it's not listed. But he spends all his time in front of the auction house in Juno anyway. Every single time I play. And I'm there
a lot. Looking for a party, man.
He's just standing there talking to everybody that walks by. But anyway, I got out there and I was able to do the ninjutsu stuff all by myself. No fucking problem. Right? I was able to raise my fame enough to get all but the last 2 that I needed for all the first level ninjutsu stuff. Right? Later on that day, though... Hades gets on, wants to go do it, of course, because he's in it for the money. He's trying to get absorbed Dex, right? So he needs like 300K.
That's got to be a fast spell. 350K.
Think about it. If these two clowns could hit, how much damage they would actually do? Like, they do theoretical damage. Oh, yeah, I hit him for 150, but I swing 4 or 5 times before I can hit him.
Yeah.
You guys miss a lot.
Yeah, we do.
You guys miss up.
Depends on what we're fighting, then.
Well, yeah, so, yeah.
Here's a better way to do it. Just first, it's like debuff. Absorb their agility first.
Well, okay, yeah.
Make them slower so I can hand them better.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a better way to do it, I think.
Well, I don't know.
Well, having fat dexterity, I
don't know, but does it stack? Can you drain like every stat?
Probably.
Have you tried to do more than one?
I drain 2.
I don't think it works. Then
I did. I drink two because I only have two. I drink
So you can
vitality and.
Oh, you only have two.
And
you only have two.
Right now I have three. So.
Oh, okay.
I need a number four.
I see what you're saying.
Cast too much though. I mean, for to cast. And see, as Dark Knights, you don't have that many. MPs.
I hate to point this out, but that is being picked up on the microphone.
Oh, sorry.
Because it was hella loud. Going drrr, drrr, drrr,
drrr. Okay, we don't get that many, especially elves. We don't get that right now. That's always my fat gears. I got 184. If it was all my fat gears, it's like 140 or something.
What, your mana?
Yeah, my mana.
But you're supposed. Yeah, but you should. I think you should have way less than what you do have.
Yeah.
Seriously, this is one of my biggest complaints. I think that Dark Knights are fucking hella overpowered. Now, I know in every fucking game, there's people of other classes bitching about people in other classes. However, when you've got a thief of the same level that fights this fucking leech thing. You remember that when we were looking for the ruby?
Yeah.
And one of those things, it was like either way. Like, I died out there three times, and I'd killed like maybe five of them, you know? I mean, it was like, what the fuck is going on? And then he goes out there, and he can blow through like maybe 40 of them before you actually might have to sit down.
Well,
I mean, you just
because I have my way though.
You and every other Dark Knight has their way. You're not the only one who thought of, you know, draining Asper, no, kill something, drain Asper, because, kill something.
I saw other day. I saw a Dark Knight out there. I was farming for Ruby too. Other guy's there. He's fighting after every two, three fights. He's sitting there.
Well, but that guy's an idiot, or he doesn't have Asper.
Probably he's an idiot.
Probably he's an idiot. Probably.
But you have to understand is that's what they do.
I know
they kill. That's not what a thief does. A thief.
But that's just it. The thief doesn't do a goddamn thing, as far as I can tell. Now, Treasure Hunter doesn't affect anything with a fuck now.
At the very least, you do aggro management.
But it's poor because you can't do it. Remember, okay, anymore, you can't do it on the guy who's supposed to be tanking. Unless you have major fucking bullshit preparation. Like, you get it on somebody other than the tank and try to bring it back to the tank. Because before it worked, though. Before they patched it out, it would work sneak attack, trick attack, viper bite, anywhere.
All you gotta do.
Now you have to do it behind the guy, which is always opposite the fucking tank, so it defeats its whole purpose.
No. All you gotta do.
Oh, I know how it works, but it's bullshit. You shouldn't have to have one guy sacrifice himself for a couple of hits, at least, to fucking put the aggro where it should be. You shouldn't have to.
That's how you have to blink tank, too. You have to have one guy...
Get hella lucky is what you have to do, because I've sat there and you're like, you're casting and casting. Please fucking don't hit me.
That's why you have one guy voke it off the ninja. The ninja casts blink. Then the ninja revokes.
That's the problem. I don't have fucking voke. Remember?
Yeah.
That's my biggest fucking problem. It doesn't work for me. Everybody asks me too. They're like, hey, you want a tank for us? And I'm like, how? How am I possibly?
You don't do enough damage.
I don't do enough damage, and I don't have provoke. What am I gonna fucking do? Steal?
That's how you.
Or you should pull
the trick attack too.
I do pull.
You have two vokers. You have one voke it the first time.
I know. But it doesn't work that good though.
We know how it works.
The best. I'll tell you right now, hands down, the best party I've ever seen had two ninja warriors in it. We were fucking unstoppable. I mean, there was no white mages in the group, killing things that a party of dudes four levels above it wiped on. We were 28, we came back as 32 with no ninja tanks, and we got fucking owned by the same fucking guys that we ripped through. I mean, it was bad.
So that's the difference between parties.
But I bet you, with
that is some bad parties.
So here I am facing this. Do I have to play warrior now?
At least get to level
5. Do I have to go through the fucking dunes as a goddamn warrior again?
No, you only need level 5 to
have I already have a level 5 warrior.
I will personally slap you if you're a level 30 ninja level 5 warrior.
Exactly. I won't do it. I'll be too embarrassed. I'll be like, fuck no. Because I'm in like, I do some stupid shit, but I'm not a fucking noob about it. It's like, I might not know a few things that are going on, but I'm not like...
Yep.
But jackass
I gotta say this about trick attack, because it's really easy.
I know how it works.
Well, I know you know how it works, but it's not tough.
I know.
But as long as you have a puller that's other than the tank, then
it's Yeah, but okay, I know how it works, you know how it works, they know how it works, but have you seen it in practice very often?
Yeah.
It doesn't work that well, dude.
No,
it is so much fucking work for the thief, though. You guys need to play a thief to figure it seriously.
Okay, here's how it works.
Way more work. I know how it works. Every single player knows how it works. The problem is...
The setups. We're talking about setups.
I know. And you know what happens every fucking time? The goddamn black mage starts blowing the crap out of it as soon as it comes around the corner.
Listen, you have to have a party.
I know. And I'm just being a dick about it because I've been in parties where it works excellent. I mean, it works fucking fantastic when it does work. I mean, it is like a sight to behold because that poor bastard that is your victim is fucking screwed. Because because I'll hit him for 400 points of damage, and it's not like 400 over time. This is in 1 second, that fucking thing.
That's like four evokes.
Yeah, right there. I mean, it is over. That poor fucking guy got owned. The only thing I've seen pull it off is I saw...
Paladin.
No, a dark... No, this is on... We do it to the paladin. We kick his ass. And I saw a dark knight pull it off in Garliage, but he, like, unloaded. I mean, unloaded. Soul Eater, aggressor, he was warrior.
Yeah.
Everything that he could come pull out. I don't know what you guys have.
Let me see. If a Dark Knight Warrior, you have a Provoke at first.
Yeah. Provoke.
Then you do the...
Berserk.
Berserk doesn't infect it at all.
It doesn't do extra damage?
Yeah, it helps. It helps with damage, but...
Okay. You know. Damage.
Okay.
That's what
last
he
resort.
Is. Last resort. Oh, that last Soul one. Eater. Soul Eater, yeah. And this guy, on Myth Kebabs, and this guy was ripping into him.
Plus all the spells, whenever possible.
Yeah, whenever he gets his chance.
Train.
Finally, I saw this guy pull it off, and it was just like... Wow, I get to do this a second time this fight. I love my job when I get to go do it. And you know what, though? But I hate it.
Let's talk about the setup. It's not everyone knows.
Go ahead. Okay. I'm just needed to get that off my chest because I was pissed and most of my parties suck.
I understand
that. I need to screw. Wait. You know what? All right, back to your positioning thing.
Okay, here's a party I was in yesterday. And we're doing good. We have two Dark Knights, one Paladin. One black mage, one white mage, and one red mage. We have no downtime. No, wait. Dark Knight was gone. Actually, I got one Dark Knight, one thief, one paladin. That's all we had, right? Mm-hmm. So we had our thief as a puller. Every time he pulls in, I invoke it off. I'm the first tank. I can take off first few hits, no problem. Guess what? I got drained. I can drain my hit points back.
I got drained.
So I make sure I land up, with the mobs tail one against a wall or something. Then the paladin and the thief land up for a sneak trick. Then paladin do a shield bash, Volk.
And defender.
Like tier 3 for me. And guess what? That's over.
You're not getting it off that paladin,
no,
are you?
You're not. I would actually do the cure 3 first. You get more aggro for curing the mob's target than you do for curing an off-target party member.
Yes. Yeah.
That's good to know.
That's very good to know.
You get more aggro for... Like, if you're the white mage, you get less aggro for healing some random party member.
I had
member.
No fucking idea about that, actually.
Yeah.
That's
so
really
if I was the paladin, I would do the cure 3 first.
Yeah.
Then Voke. Then...
Yeah. Holy... Crap. The only problem with it is in the parties that I keep getting most of the time, that it never fucking works. It never fucking works. And they never think, the thief needs to be behind the damn thing. They never think about that. So, even when I'm pulling, I'll come running in, they'll voke it off me, and who vokes it off the tank? So I cannot trick him anymore, right? Because it's focused on him.
Right.
So, and then what happens, we get, the poor Dark Knight or somebody, I wait till he... finds himself just behind the guy, and I have to, fuck him up. I have to just, let him have it as soon as I can, without any warning. And you know what? They move. They get afraid. When they see that thief charge up for his ass kick, the one thing that he can do to the mob, they fucking run like little girls. And it bugs the shit out of me.
That's what you gotta tell your tank.
I know.
Hold on.
I know.
Hey,
but I just want to cry because it never fucking works. You never get anybody to get behind the mob.
There, you can't give a cure 3 to me first. You know why?
Why?
Because that mob will turn around. So you can't do your sneak trick. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point, huh? It would turn right around, too. That's a good point.
Well, no, because
Even so, though, you know what? You can still trick somebody.
Trick me?
Well, in front, I mean.
You can.
It just doesn't do hell of damage.
No, that's, the only reason, that's no point.
The reason, no, there is a point. It still helps, though. It still does. Exactly. It still does give it to the whoever. It still does. The problem is you never see anybody use it because it only does like 60 points of damage.
Yeah. Which is enough fucking aggro.
Yeah, that's a cure 2.
It's not even a scratch.
That's less than a cure 2 would pull if the white mage healed the tank.
You know what? A red was a red mage.
But it will build up still.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it still will. But the problem is that it's... Why would you want to do 60? When if you can get the guys lined up...
300 or 400?
Yeah, you line them up. Because what makes it do so much damage is that, you know, sneak attack right there is, like, a guaranteed critical. And I've missed it, actually, once in a while, but rarely do you miss. Rarely.
Like a skill chain. Every once
in a while, you miss. Yeah. Yeah. And then you know, you stack it with Trick, and you stack it in Viper Bite is where it becomes the shit. I mean, it really doesn't do shit. Even later, I mean, earlier on, before you get Viper Bite, so like between 30, because you get Trick at 30, and then you don't get Viper till 33, I guess? Yeah, I guess it's 33 or 34. I think it's 33. So in those levels, you're still fucking useless, I swear to God, because you can't pull it off. Like, you can do the Trick and the Sneak.
It's just not doing enough damage to be worthwhile.
It's still over 200.
Yeah, well over 200. I don't know if it's over 200. No, it's not even close. I mean, you're looking at it like maybe 100, 100 and something, 120.
Trick Sneak?
At first? Yeah. You're not doing that much. Not by itself. Not by itself.
Yeah.
No. Because you're telling me who's not doing it for fucking 36 levels how much damage it does? I guarantee it's not that much damage. It's not half. It's not half. Not even half. It's way less than half. It's closer to a third without Viper Bite. You can actually stack Shadow Stitch with it, though. But you get, like, 10 extra damage out of it. I mean, it's fucking worthless. You know what was interesting? Was I was having I was pissed at this game for a fucking week. 6 days I couldn't find a fucking party, and I'm sitting there reading the book, you know. And believe it or not, I missed this before. There was a whole section on, is it hard to get a party as a thief? And that right there was just like, oh my god, if I'd have seen this before, I swear to god, I'd have never been this fucking class. And it's that hard to get a party sometimes. Nobody wants to take you because you can't do enough damage. But like, sure, you have a little bit of control over the aggro, but look at how much we have to go through to do it right. Why would you do that when if you get a paladin that just starts healing himself, you're good to go? You know, nobody wants to take the thief. Nobody. But everybody's got one.
Understand, though.
Everybody's got one to
because
15th level.
Because you get fatter loots.
Yeah, exactly.
Way more.
Everybody's got one to 15th level. That's it. Then they stop. I've seen guys walk around 75, 15. You know, I mean, sure, they're out soloing by themselves, but the point is, everybody's got one to 15 just so they can go get loot. You want one?
I want one too.
See? I mean, why not? I mean, it's not bad.
Although,
but
I'm going to wait until I get my black mage to start doing god spells.
It works good as my white mage, believe it or not. My white mage thief is the fucking man. When I'm fighting, like, goblins, oh my god, instant death. Banishka. Holy fuck. I mean, we do so much damage. So much damage with that shit.
It's ugly. Wait till we get Holy Guy.
Holy Guy. Isn't Holy Area of Effect, or is it just one guy?
No, just one guy, I think.
You think, see? Exactly. I think, too. I don't know. I've never used it. I'm quite a few levels away from Holy.
Holy in every other, like, a single-player Final Fantasy game is a single player.
Oh, okay, see, I don't know. I don't play any of the recent Final Fantasy, so okay. I must own that one guy, then. It must be fucking burly to be a 50th level damage spell for a white mage.
It certainly is in, like I said, the
other ones. Yeah. Because, I mean, even right now, what have I got? Vanish 2? That, to me, is like the best thing I've got as a white mage. Like, for damage. Mm-hmm. I can poke him with my little stick all I want.
A little wand, you know? Smack him in the forehead.
Tuck, 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 tuck. What's wrong with you? Didn't your mother teach you differently? Be nice. I mean, you do nothing. You do absolutely nothing. And you know, if you're fighting a real monster anyway, you are doing nothing.
That's why you should buy a hammer.
No. My chestnut wand is +4 to mind and +4 to intelligence.
Well, yeah, for when you're soloing.
Oh, for when... No, because they don't hit me anyway. So my 20 points of damage...
Well, that's when you're farming. I mean, well, for if you ever need to solo... And you're fighting things for experience.
I'll have to look at the damage. I'll have to look at how much damage my thing does before I look at a different weapon. Just because I do pretty good with that little chestnut wand, man. It even sounds weak, doesn't it? A chestnut wand.
Chest nuts.
If I had nuts on my chest, would those be chest nuts? Yes, they would. That fucking thing does some damage, though, man. I go out there and I kill them goblins down in the dunes once in a while to make money to rent a boat. Yes, I've been that broke. Sitting out in front of Selbina trying to raise enough money to catch the boat.
Oh, I got one out, though. After 41, Ramage is real, real useful.
Oh, yeah. Party. Refresh.
Refresh, and then they have a convert.
Oh, yeah.
That's the shit. They use every 10 minutes. Guess what? If you're on a good party, 10 minutes, fly by like that.
It does. So we're going to talk about fighting them. What about ranking?
Ranking.
No, ranking.
Ranking.
Weapons, the skill chain.
Yeah. Skill chain.
This seems to be a fucking issue for like minus the Japanese audience, like say just the American audience alone. I swear to God, it seems like a 60% for worth of the people, it's a problem for.
I think you get more EXP if you use a ranking.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
I'm sure you do too, but it's so tough to find a group, even in like the 30s.
Yeah, they don't know
what the hell they're doing.
Which blows my mind because I am convinced at some point the noobs stop playing, or they go back to a level 1 job, or they just, you know, something.
Or
something. Or they learn. Or they learn. I don't know.
And the your elemental skill goes up dramatically if you do a magic burst after Rinky.
Oh, the damage it does? Yeah.
No, the skill.
Oh, your points if you're casting a spell?
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does, because that's some what happened there.
To me. I was like, my elemental spell skill was like 60 or something.
Put the controller down.
I want to check it
right now. I do. Okay. Problem is he'll start playing. Because you know what he's going to do next? He's going to check his delivery
party
box.
2 days out of your house. Let me see. Went up to 98, my elemental.
What was it before?
60.
Something. Jesus Christ.
What
the fuck's wrong with you? You didn't keep it up that whole time?
Well, all you use is dark magic.
Should be bursting in there.
Absorb.
So, now, okay. To explain, we talked about it before, though, right? You know, how you could skill chain, like, with your weapon skills, and it would create this crazy fucked up thing, just so that everybody's on every page. Everybody's following us here. Not just the one page. You gotta be on every page, okay? This was, you know, where when you get these weapon skills where, you know, you hit the guy, you build your little technique point bar thing, it gets to 100, you can use, like, a special attack, basically. If everybody in your group can, you know, pull their shit together, you do them in succession, you know, and eventually something crazy happens. Extra fucking damage. You only need two to do it at first, you know. But it gets pretty involved. I mean, you can have, like, a second level. The other day, that good party I had in Garliage, where I went from 32 to, like, what was that, 32, maybe 33 to 36 in a blink of a fucking eye. Two Dark Knights, myself, Thief. I was a thief. White Mage, Black Mage, and there was some other guy there. Probably a Samurai. I think we brought in a Ranger at one point. But we had a four-person thing that ended on a level 2, which happened to be Sneak, Trick, Viper. Right? And just, I mean, talk about, like, hard enough. Like, okay... The thief job, I think, is one of the most fun jobs in the game. Unfortunately, I don't think it makes it... It's an easy one to get into a party with, but I think it's the greatest. I think it's just so much fun to run around as a thief. I don't know why, I just it's entertaining to me. There's just so much going on. Mm-hmm. You know, like... And I'm glad to see that Dark Knight has something going on, too. They've got a lot of spells to worry about. They've got all kinds of other crap they've got to worry about, you know? But, like, a warrior to me... Holy God, I would fall asleep playing, I think.
The only thing they have to worry about is skill change.
Occasionally a provoke, you know? Once in a while, they gotta reach over and hit another button, you know? Once every 30 seconds. They could even macro it, really. You know, and make it once a minute for themselves.
Now, true. A bard seems to me to be mostly the same thing. As far as you're just pressing
But you've got stuff to do. But you've got a lot of stuff you gotta keep on top of.
A lot of stuff to keep on top of. And... the sheer fact that I'm helping out the group that much is just a lot of fun in itself.
Yeah. Bards are highly, highly regarded. They really are. I mean, you see a bard white mage enter the zone, he's gone.
Yeah.
Do you need a party? You're like, no, I'm in six. Tell everybody else to fuck up.
But if you're thinking about going bard and you don't get enough... If you don't get... a lot of enjoyment out of helping other people do their thing better.
You mean give out a blowjob and hand jobs?
Yeah.
Keep them out of you, right?
Yeah.
Give it up. Because what you're doing
is all for everybody else.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of instant gratification for yourself.
And that's exactly my opposite playing personality. That is the polar fucking opposite of what I like, which is why I think the Thief is so fucking cool. Because I'm all about my ass. Right? The whole purpose of sneak attack is that I'm running away from the damn thing so that somebody else can get on it so I can do some damage, right? The whole point of trick attack is to fuck somebody else up in your party, right? You know, I mean, it's just beautiful to me, you know? I mean, look at your abilities. Steal. Where do you think that item goes? The party? Hell fuck no, it doesn't. It goes into my treasure. Mug. I just got mugged, dude. That's so fucking cool.
Steal money.
It sucks ass. It's a 15-minute fucking cooldown. You don't get shit for money, but it's just cool. You know, you see coins burst out of the guy. I just think it's kind of neat. But again, who does that benefit? It benefits me. The only thing that blows ass is that Treasure Hunter works for everybody. This is what a bastard
and
I am.
And a flea, huh? Everybody's fucking your gun.
I'm getting there. Flea? I can't remember the last time I died. As a thief, I never die. Something fucks me up that hits me once. Guess who's the first to zone? I'm fucking out of there. You know, it's beautiful. It is just beautiful. The life of a thief is just great. You know, unfortunately, you have to put up with other people. That's the only problem with the whole class. It really is you have to have other people there. All my skills are based on having other people to do stuff while I'm busy with my own. That's what it feels like right there. There's like this party and me, right? And I kind of like swing around the outside of the group and do shit during the battle to aid the party, but I'm looking out for myself. Fuck no, I don't want to aggro me, so I'm going to fuck this guy's day up with trick attack, right? I'm going to put all the damage I do on this guy, you know? It's just, it's a beautiful job if you enjoy doing things for yourself. I really, or at least if you enjoy surviving and kind of, I don't know, it's almost like a little mini game. The problem comes this. The problem I always find with my thief job is that I have too much to worry about. They want me to pull. Okay? So now I got a lot of hate right in the beginning. Okay? That first hit is a lot more. So I find that I tend to pull from a distance. Like I'll see a guy that's like not in, like if I was returning from a pull, this guy's not in the way. But let's say he was close to my group. I would almost prefer to pull from further away because, you know, it gets reduced over time. So that I have to walk a distance to get my hate down by the time I get back to the party. Almost like the damn thing would forget about. I like that a lot. Seems to work rather well. But soloing is rough. You know, I mean, you can't solo a you are the lowest damage melee class.
Oh, okay. Throw in melee there.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Oh, no. There's mages that do a lot less.
Because by level 10, my bard could not do a damn thing by itself.
Damn.
I was fighting things for 15 experience points a pop just so I can get to level 11 so I can fight the dooms.
Jesus. I couldn't do it.
Because a decent challenge tore me up.
Damn.
A low level decent challenge. We're talking like 15 experience points a pop would just tear
low
my
evasion,
ass up.
Low defense.
Yeah.
Damn. Well.
And I'm even carrying a sword.
Yeah. I'm carrying daggers, which do shit for damage.
Toothpicks.
Now, I did find one thing that was the absolute most ass-kicking thing I've ever seen in my life as my thief. I was out and I was pissed off. This was during my 6 days of being... I mean, this isn't like I was just sitting around soloing and doing shit as a thief for 6 days looking for a group. I was sitting there at the front door of this zone watching parties fight for like 14 hours a day while I sat there and waited for them to invite me. And they would bring dudes in from other zones, because they did not want a thief in their party. I mean, it was just fucking bullshit. I was pissed. So finally, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go solo my way to 75, right? I was pissed off. So I went out to the first place that wasn't too far away, Battalia, right? Because, I mean, that's right outside of Juno on the side that we all like. So I'm going to Battalia. There's some goblins right out front there. So I was able to fight the goblins one-on-one, but I was fucked up at the end of the fight. You know, it's like, sure, I'd win. The only reason I would win is because I would get, you know, some technique built up and I could hit him with something that would do a lot of damage. And would, you know, because, I mean, we're going point for point all the way down until I get my special skill in.
Right.
If they throw in a bomb toss, we're back to even. You know, but because I'm using two weapons, I get TP faster.
Right.
So I would always win the fight, but barely fucking come out of it. Plus, even if I get fucked up, I got flee. So I think to myself, hey, there's a fucking saber-toothed tiger out here that cons the same and he drops that loot compared to these fucking goblins. I'm going to fight this fucking saber-toothed tiger. That is up there on probably like in the top 10 of my worst choices I've made in Final Fantasy yet. So I go up to this fucking thing. Now here is the other pain about the thief. You cannot use your abilities when you're soloing. Right? Steel goes way the hell down when it's when you have the aggro.
Right.
Mug goes way the hell down when you have the aggro. And what the fuck good is Trick Attack going to do with no other person? Right? And you can't sneak him because you can't get behind him. You can't do anything. You can't do anything but run. That's all you can do as a thief when you're soloing. You can fucking run. You can't do that till you're 25. Okay? So I'm out there fighting this tiger, right? Oh, and I had some ninjutsu, but not the fat stuff yet. So I sneak attack first, did all kinds of damage. I was like, oh, this is going to be just as easy as fighting the goblins, and I'm going to get some way better loot. Cool. I'm going to be out here all day making money for myself. Fuck this game. I don't need anybody. So I'm fighting this thing, and it's ripping me in half. What happens is it does that paralyze thing.
Mm-hmm.
So suddenly I'm going from 2 attacks to 0 attacks. And I'm missing all the time. You know, it just like not missing, but getting stunned, right? Because I'm paralyzed. So it comes down to where I've got like 85 hit points, and it's got like the same amount. Like if the bar was the same hit points, it would have like the same little bar.
Right.
And what I was carrying for weapons in my right hand, which is your first strike, I was carrying a parrying dagger, which I swear to God does not help your parrying at all. And my left hand, which is my second strike, I was carrying a sleep dagger, which never fucking works. And I hit this. Okay. And this, I was getting ready to turn. I not disengaged, but I unlocked so I could turn and run.
Right.
I hit flee, and my guy swung, right, because I was still standing right next to the guy, even though I hadn't run away. I mean, I was, like, not disengaged. I was standing right there in front of him, but I was just about to turn, and my guy swung, and I hit him the first time, and I hit him the second time, put him to sleep. And I didn't realize it. Like, it didn't register in my brain at first, because the effect, you never see it. I swear to you, have you ever had, like, an elemental weapon, like a sword that does fire damage?
Yeah.
How many times do you see it actually do the fire damage, though?
Once every 100 hits.
Yeah. It never fucking works, right? So I've never seen sleep before, and I've been carrying this dagger for so long, and I hit the thing, and I see all this weird shit, you know, because there's all these crazy graphics and shit.
Right.
And I had already hit flee, and I was already unlocked. So I turn to run. I hit him. I see this crazy shit, and I get like halfway to Juno, and I go, I put him to sleep, didn't I? So I run back. Because I got fleet, right? So I'm moving, right? I mean, this was like maybe 5 seconds, but I was moving. So I get back, and it's still standing there. Well, the fight had lasted 2 minutes, so I had sneak back. So I was able to sneak attack him and kill it in the one hit. And I won the fight and everything.
Because you realized that...
I was the luckiest son of a bitch on the server right then, yes.
Yeah, because with Sabertooth, fleet, and they run fast.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I fucked up. I couldn't run, and I was out there. I was deep.
I bet you still can outrun it.
I don't think so. Oh, with Flea? I bet I can, yeah.
Think so?
Yeah, because I've run past him on a Chocobo, and you run the same speed with Flea as a Chocobo.
Right, but they're not running if they're not...
That's right, they are just kind of like galloping around.
Yeah,
aren't
they? Mobs don't run unless they're running after you.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
they do move, too. Yeah.
Here's a good idea for a black mage to pull. Use a weight. Or gravity. Right?
Gravity.
Cast the run back, and the guy will be like...
He's like 6 miles behind him, because they can't walk for shit. It's awesome. Yesterday in my party, the guy did it to him, and it was so funny, because the black man had all the aggro. He hits him with gravity, and he's backing up real hell slow, and he's teasing him. He's like, ha ha, you can't catch me. You can't catch me. He died, but it was funny as hell. It did get him, but it got him eventually, but it was fucking awesome to see. It was cool to see.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Well, that's why black mages shouldn't pull.
Black mages should not pull. Okay, that is such a North American fucking move right there. You might be a North American Final Fantasy player if you think it's a good idea for your black mage to pull.
Yesterday, white mage, he wanted to test out his armor.
You might be a North American Final Fantasy player if your monk warrior drinks apple juice on a regular basis. I swear to God, I've seen that. Oh, you know what? I don't know if you guys have any great stories. I mean, I hate to talk so much, but it seems like nobody's cutting me off with a fat story here.
Well, I just...
I mean, surely you've had really cool shit happen. For instance, I was in the jungle yesterday. Kazam, I'm out there with my fucking ninja trying to show off. Oh, no. I was going for one of my last two jutsus. I was going to find that fucking tree with the sap that I need the fucking thing for. So I go out there.
Just watching.
I'm out there. I don't expect a group. I'm on a I went as my fucking ninja. I don't know where my fucking brain was. You don't go do fucking quests as your ninja. You go as your white mage so you can get home. Right?
That's right.
So, yeah, or as my thief so I can run like hell. But I was out there as my ninja because I was just so happy with myself that I could just make that noise. Right? I was really, really happy because I wanted this for so long and never got it.
Yeah.
So once I got it, I figured I'll go try to get the last two jutsus. I couldn't get the one forever. Finally, well, 2 days, you know, I was looking out there. And finally, I was like, fuck, I got nothing to do. Nobody wants me. I'll go out here and I'm going to go look for this fucking thing again. It's like my fourth trip to the jungle. I'm running around. I found it. But the whole time, I didn't really expect to find a party, but I had my flag up, right? So just as I find the damn thing, I get, hey, come replace me in this, you know, really cool party. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm deep in the jungle. I don't know how I'm getting out of here. I was planning on ghetto warping home. Fucking A. All right, I'll be there. So, and I did a pretty good job. I was cruising through, and I got almost to them. I aggroed a goblin, and it killed me. So I waited for 15 minutes for these guys to come find me and raise me. They couldn't do it. They couldn't find me. I was like, it's been 15 minutes. I can make it back there from my home point in fucking Juno by now. Okay. Okay, fine. I'll go. Boom. Back to my home point. Get on the boat again. Float back out there. Hop on Chocobo. Another $100 down. Another $200 for the boat. Ride all the way out there. Or we're disbanding. Right? How many times has that happened to you guys?
Way too much.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen to me too much.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking every day.
I get so many groups.
I mean, it happens to me once in a while, but not too much.
It happens to me like most of the time, I'd say. Most of the time. It sucks.
I have such bad luck with parties. It's disgusting.
Yeah, yesterday I saw him die twice.
Absolutely disgusting.
What happened?
I saw him die twice.
Did you?
I only died once. Yes,
twice.
I raised you when you died. Remember, I came all the way from Juneau?
He raised you once on other high level.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, dude, I die like 2-3 times a day.
I outdied you yesterday, though. Helping Hades, I died 3 times and then died twice as my ninja later on. We got a guy killed yesterday. Oh my god, you know the bomb toss? Mm-hmm. We were out there in the jungle. Some little Taru with, you know, all of, you know, 100 hit points or whatever, whatever level he was.
Running back.
Comes running past our group, right?
Oh, no.
The goblin threw the bomb on us. Killed this little guy.
It makes sense, especially from a realistic standpoint,
yeah,
that AoE, AoE spells will attack non-party members.
Yeah.
It really shouldn't, though.
See, you know what?
Sleep one sucks, too.
Yeah.
I saw you sleep on a chocobo yesterday. Mm-hmm. Looking for a party?
Yeah.
See, that should not... I have that happen to me way too often. It does. Walking by some guy that's fighting a sheep. You get put to sleep. He gets attacked, wakes up. He kills the sheep.
And walks off.
And then walks off. Like, hey, did you like throw me a cure or something?
That does happen an awful lot. I remember this guy. Ken Coy or something like that. Poor bastard. Fucking died laying and smack in the middle of our party. We raised him, right? He wasn't there. Yeah, but raise will stay until he comes back to his keyboard and hits okay, right?
Right.
He was there, we're mowing shit down, and then we were killing this little Mandadragora guy, so he had nothing to fear. Finally, we pull a goblin, right? What do we hear behind us? Bing! We hear the guy come back to life.
Oh, no.
Right then. Bomb toss. Killed his dumbass again. All of a sudden, we couldn't help it. We were laughing so fucking hard.
Poor bastard.
Instantly, you saw him disappear. Return to his home point. You know that guy was so fucking pissed off. At our group. It wasn't our fault.
Hell no.
We don't control the fucking goblin, you know? I mean,
you were died twice back-to-back in a row, too.
What did I do? When?
White Mage helped Hades die, got released.
Oh, that pissed me off.
Come back in a freaking gas.
A skeleton.
Come over, pop.
Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah, some kind of skeleton image. Aggroed me from the other room. It detected that I raised myself and had low hit points. So I was
shouldn't be able
that,
to
no that,
that
was
far
fucking
away.
Well, it wasn't that far away, but it was behind a door, so I thought I was safe, and I didn't even know it was there. You know, I mean, it's not like I knew and was all I'll try it anyway. The mob that killed me had wandered off far enough away that I was cool, and I knew I was dead the minute I hit raise because I hit it and I heard the raising sound, but then I heard the fucking
door open.
I heard, no, I didn't hear that first. Because you know how the mobs will make a noise?
Yeah.
Like when, yeah, when you, or whatever it is, that's probably like a beetle or something, or the bats, you hear them go, you make that squeaking sound? Like the bat.
Oh, I thought you were talking about when you get targeted.
Oh, the whoosh. Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't, no, not at first, but you hear them all make a noise. And I heard the bone clattering noise, and I went, uh-oh, and I tried to cast a warp on myself, and it just didn't happen. I got killed twice. I mean, that was the
back
quick 1,800 experience points I lost just on that, on my white mage yesterday, just doing nothing. Just doing nothing.
And you were raised all three times.
No, just the once.
Once.
Oh, because you didn't have time to put re-raise on.
No, I did. The first time.
That's custom more.
Re-raise killed me the second time. Because I came back to life and it aggroed me.
Right.
Something else aggroed me from way the fuck away. And then what happened the third time? Oh, sneak dropped in the middle of cruising around the grotto.
Everything.
Yeah, that was fucking bullshit.
Showed up, everybody's looking at him.
It's because it's hard to fucking keep on top of somebody else's sneak and invisible. Now, we had it worked out, though, pretty well. Because as much as I wanted to help Hades out going through there, I had read that if you are wearing no armor at all, that a potion of invisibility, and then you've got potion of sneak or whatever it is, prism powder and whatever the fuck it's called, lasts a lot longer. Now, I did not know this.
Why the hell would that be?
I have no idea, but I was reading it somewhere. A lot of people on the forum were all, fuck yeah, I noticed it does too. So people just strip themselves down and run around with all this bullshit, you know, these potions. So I told Hades I wasn't going to do it, and then he went and bought the potions, and I rethought it and was like, yeah, I'll go do it. So I was figuring maybe he'll just carry him on him in case of an emergency, like if I'm not near him and if he sees some guy coming at him, he can hit himself with a potion beforehand or whatever, and then maybe sell the rest or whatever.
Potions are instant, huh?
No, they're pretty quick, though. They're not instant. They're pretty quick. So hearing that this first level deal, or not first level, but no armor thing works, I was like, hey, dude, go grab a first level character so that you can die, because I can warp back to Norg. That's where I set my home point to help him out. So we would go in there, get his shit, I would warp back, and he would just die, because he's first level. He wouldn't lose anything, right?
Right.
Well, we found out, I can't cast on a first level guy.
What?
It lasts 1 second. I cast sneak, it's all, boom, sneak wears off. I cast invisibility, boom, invisibility wears off.
Huh.
Yeah, so he ended up using $15,000 in potions to go do all this, but he pulled it off and came out with like one potion left. I mean, this was how down to the wire it came of us cruising around down there for him. It was fucking crazy. I couldn't believe how hard it was. I had no problem by myself. I don't have to worry about anybody but me. When I died the last time, I was out there right behind him, and he was getting a little worried, I think. Because he's like, I only got like one potion left. And we were looking at these maps online, because neither one of us had a map in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just around the corner. And of course, I'm looking at the fucking website, and I'm not seeing the notice that sneak is about to wear off. And I fucking look back, and I go, holy shit, sneak's going to wear off. He took off, because he needs to go as fast as he can, because he's got no potions, right? I'm like, don't worry, I'll catch up with you. I turn around, and you know how when you run into a mob, it slows you down, but you can push your way through it?
Right.
I turned around trying to run for cover, and I ran into a guy. Just boom! It's like running through Jell-O. You know, it just slowed me down. And sneak dropped, and I had three or four of them guys on me. Killed me again. I can't wait for a raise. There's nobody in that zone but us, you know, unless you're looking for that shit. God, yesterday was a bad day for me. But then, I went out to the jungle, and I found that other ninjutsu. You know, so that made me happy. Because I got them all. Because then I went back to Juno.
It was also a pretty good day.
Yeah, and at the same time, it's like, I don't know what to think. I mean, and I'm happy that Hades got pissed off. Yeah, they did, you know. I'm happy. I'm even Steven. I'm happy that
here's my story.
Like, he got his shit, though. I mean, that's what's important, was that he gets absorbed Dex soon. He's been trying to get this for fucking weeks, and he's been farming and farming and doing everything he can to get his
350K. That's a lot of money for absorbed
Dex. He's selling some fat shit, though. I mean, like, he's getting Utsunemi, which we've just dubbed Uber Jitsu.
First of 100K.
Uber Jitsu.
Uber Jitsu. And he's selling it. What? You know, this is what I dreamed of having, you know, and it's like, we got it at the same time. And it's just like, I'm so happy to use it. And it's like, he just, I don't need it. I'm like, oh, man, you're killing me here.
Okay, here's my story. I died once in, like, probably weeks. Today.
Really?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That these guys are overpowered.
No. See, I always watch myself, though. Or I'm in a good party.
Yeah.
Okay, what happened was, I got invited.
Hey, wait a minute. What do you sub?
Huh? Warrior.
Why? You don't provoke.
Well, just in case.
Just in case. Okay, that's what I thought.
Here's a good combination of Dark Knight Warriors. They have a best in strength.
Why don't you do... I like Hades' idea. Dark Knight Samurai. Oh, yes. That is fucking evil.
That's pretty evil, yeah.
That's fucking early. You don't need provoke.
Because I already... No.
You just fuck things up.
No. Here's my thing, though. I already have a level 30 warrior. I don't want to put nothing else. You know, it's just there right there.
Yeah.
For me, I'm lazy.
No, I mean, that's what you know, you want to be. You want to be this guy that just rips into things.
Okay, anyway, getting this group in over a crawler's nest, I walk in the zone, boom. So one guy, head points start going down. I said, what the heck? What happened? And boom, he's dropped dead. Then the leader guys are dragoons. Head points start going down, running, you know. Then stay at the same. He said, I'm running for my life, man. You know, same takeoff running is a win rate. So we behind him to catch up.
Yeah.
What's so funny is that I look behind him about 7 or 8 of those crawlers.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Crawler's nest?
Yeah. Oh. But he's running for his life. So I follow him, right? So, you know, maybe I can work one off on my help, you know, in case I can catch up.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
Boy, was that fucking stupid.
After you zone, the thing turns around, look at me, say, oh, fresh meat. Start hitting me. Guess what? I was running pretty good for my zone, right? Then my computer goes 1 frame per second.
Oh, was this today?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I know this story.
Okay. Start slow down so fast. I said, what happened, right? I lost my direction. I don't know where the fuck I'm going.
Yeah, it was bad. All of a sudden, he just started going like 1 frame per second. It just, oh. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I died. Some of the mobs lose the aggro on me. So someone walk in, boom, raise me, boom, right there. I told the leader, I said, I have to log off real quick. You know, I'm getting real huge lag here.
And here I am thinking, dude, just shut down the game.
Right. Restart. You know,
so, yeah. Something.
That's what I was going to do. Yeah, right? Yeah, I shut down the game. Boom. Get in the Windows desktop. And I see my little battery icon pop up. I said, what the hell? That Claire got 70% left. I said, let me check the connections.
Intel strikes again.
Yeah. Why the hell would a battery make
speed
the game?
Step. Speed when your step. Laptop's running on battery power. It'll kick the speed down
automatically.
Yeah. So I mean, you can set it though. It's an option. He can change it if he wanted to.
So it could help with battery life.
Exactly. Right. It doesn't have to run full bore all the time.
Then I reconnect everything back to normal. I said, God damn it, this cuts me alive.
Yeah.
That's about 7,000.
He knocked it out with his foot. And it was still hanging in the back though. Like
I lost 400-500 XP there.
No, you lost more than that. Oh no, you got raised.
I got raised.
How much does raise one do?
It's like a third back.
Third of what you lost.
Yeah.
Should be a third of the level.
So raise three.
Wait.
You gain experience from dying.
Oh, wait. Oh, of like the whole? Yeah. Because it's based on your last level's experience. It's a third of that, I believe, I think. I think it's a third.
Yeah, one third
or a
of
quarter,
what you lost.
Whatever.
No, third of one.
Of 10%.
10% lost.
Which isn't that much, though. Like, no, I don't mean
for
the raise. I don't mean the raise. I mean the death itself.
Yeah.
You see these fucking people out there whining about dying, and they're like, 30th level? That's how many experience points? Like
5,000? 6,000?
6,000, I'd say.
At most.
That's, you know, maybe...
No, it's not even...
It's not even 6, that 000. Much. No, I don't know. No, because I'm 36, and I only need like 6,200 or something, or 6,300. Not that much,
yeah,
right? So
it's like 5K.
It's got to be more than that.
I was just level 30. Okay. It's like 5,200 or something like that.
Yeah, I could see 54 maybe. Anyway, so they're whining over like, and it's less than that. It's your last level that you lose.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah. And I proved that one. I actually proved that one day, just so I knew. And yes, it is. It's your last level. Because it's of
that's
the level. That's even less,
than
right? So now here's the best part. At level 30, let's say you're losing. Let's even say 600. Let's just go way the fuck over the top. Even if you're losing 600 experience points, that's like 3 kills. Three fucking monsters.
Four, five at most.
What the fuck? Why is it so difficult? It's not that bad, people. And most of the time, you know, at this point, since I hit like 31, actually. I don't think I remember seeing 100 experience points. Unless you're in, like, an alliance.
Yeah.
You know, with dudes 8 levels above you. You don't get that little. I mean, Shit, even if you wanted to, we couldn't find something that easy to beat up on. It would either give us no experience or it would kick our ass. You know? It's weird. Everything I've been fighting around there, we get like 200 points.
If you're in a party, you know, like male levels, every kill is, I said, from 110 to 100. That's a below 100. That's a fucked
up. Fucked.
No, that group is fucked.
Yeah.
The pooler is fucked.
Either the mobs, the pooler, the group, something's fucked. Yeah. Because, you know what's crazy? Here I am in Garliage the day with you know, the two Dark Knights, White Mage, myself, whatever else we had. I think it was a Ranger and a Black Mage. And we're mowing things down. Right?
Today? Yet,
not today, the other day. I mean, absolutely raping things. Ugly, fucking disgustingly bad. Right? I mean, it was fucking just awesome. And then today, I'm in there, and we've got a bunch of pansy ass motherfucking players in there, right? Okay.
12 people fighting.
12 people. They formed an alliance. Just now, their thinking was this. Rather than having 6 people that are getting 200 experience a kill and having all kinds of downtime, we get 12 people in an alliance, which halves your experience points. So we're looking at 100, right?
Right. With a hell of downtime.
No. And the idea was that you just mow through them. The problem was, in 2 hours, we killed about 4 things. I mean, it's just unreal. This group could not pull it together. It was the most unreal thing I've ever seen. You know what? And I really think that was the problem. Because it was like, we get into one fight, and a white mage would be all, well, let's move one more guy over to this side so that I can cast regen on him or whatever. But then we had 2 bards also. And the bards were all, well, wait a minute now. I need to be on this team so that I can do this fucking song on these guys. Every single fight, they would rearrange the groups, which means that you gotta wait, like, you know, a couple minutes because everybody's gotta drop out of the groups, get advice from the new guys, figure out how it's all gonna work again, and then we try it again. And sure as shit, our poor paladin. I mean, this is why I don't want to play paladin, right? This is what I don't like about those classes. You have to rely on somebody else. You have to.
Right.
There is absolutely no fucking way a paladin can rely on just his heals. No fucking way. Maybe a Taru paladin if he just constantly heals himself.
At
the same time,
you got no hit points.
Yeah, I know. But if he just constantly heals himself while he just stands there, maybe the Dark Knights can kill it by then. I mean, that's the only way it's going to happen. There's no way. I mean, they just can't rely on healing themselves, so they've got to rely on the White Mage. Which fucking sucks, because here we got 2 White Mages, 2 Bards, 1 Paladin. So basically, 4 people, because they're Bard Whites,
right.
4 people, their entire fucking purpose in life is to heal our one fucking Paladin, and he died twice. He died twice in that alliance, fighting shit that, you know, a group of 5 can kill sometimes.
Should have been able to.
Yeah. It was unbelievable, the shitty group we saw today. I couldn't believe it. Nobody does
it. I get in groups like that on a daily freaking basis.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm 15.
Yeah. You just don't want to face the dunes. It's like a mental block, I know. You're playing less and less every day. That's why it's getting harder. Like, I don't want to go back there. I know. Believe me.
No. I played for 4 hours this morning.
Oh, that's right. You did play before you went to work, huh?
I always do.
Oh, talk about that new patch. Something really, really ridiculous.
I think it's wedding. Cool.
Wedding?
Yeah, I think it's cool.
I think it's fucking ridiculous.
I think it's kind of cool, man.
I think it's cool too.
I think they should have funerals too. I do.
That's a little tough.
Well, if someone dies.
No, you can re-raise them. Or somebody
quits.
Yeah, see,
if someone dies, it's a daily basis thing.
If somebody.
You know how much that fucking coffee shop is going to make money?
If somebody who plays Final Fantasy in real life dies.
Oh.
I think that they should have, like, funeral service kind of thing. I really do. One of the coolest things about these games is the community, the social aspect of it, right?
It's probably the coolest.
It really is. Although it would make a fucking awesome single player game in this game. It's really cool that you can talk to all these other people. You know, and I don't know. It's just neat. But, like, one of the coolest things I've ever seen was some chick's husband played Dark Age of Camelot, and he died, and they had, like, a fucking funeral service for him in the game. Like, it wasn't even put on by the GMs or nothing. It wasn't, like, special. Basically, what it was a bunch of people just brought all their characters to one part and formed a big, like, they stood in the shape of a big-ass heart, so they could, because you can adjust your camera pretty good in that game, I remember. Yeah. And they had screamed, and the chick had made, like, movie out of it, probably using Fraps, had pasted together a movie you know, with a bunch of different clips and stuff, and they had, I remember seeing a screenshot of all the guys lined up, and it's like they just sat there and talked about, you know, about what a cool player he was, because a lot of people just knew him for the game, and,
right.
You know, and she was, like, standing there, too, talking about what kind of a person he was. It was just like, that's really cool, because, you know, unfortunately, real life happens, you know, so it's got to, you know.
It is unfortunate.
It really is unfortunate. If there was one thing I could remove from my life, it would be real life. I mean, it's the one thing that sucks, the worst. Just remove it.
Get rid of it.
I don't need it. Nobody needs it. We need a cubicle, a fat connection, and Final Fantasy. Plenty of Dr. Pepper, and some...
And a toilet building.
A toilet built in, yeah, on your seat. A lazy boy toilet. You know, a recliner. You can shit vertically or horizontally.
And I got an automatic ass wiper for you.
How lazy can we get? We can get pretty fucking lazy.
Courtesy phones straight to a Pizza Hut.
Yeah, you just pick it up. Yeah.
No, you don't have to pick up. It's like fucking push a button.
Yeah. You know what I like.
The usual.
Give me the usual. I got a game to play. I'm trying to save the world.
Oh. Kimsung. Oh, boy.
I can't believe you're hungry, man.
Yeah, I am hungry.
He finally said it. After eating that monster fucking whatever he had. What'd you have? The spicy... What'd you have? Spicy fucking...
Pork shrimp fried rice.
Pork shrimp fried rice. I mean, that's a lot, too, because it was one of those, like...
I bet.
I mean, it was packed in there.
A few dumplings.
A few. We had five, because I ate one.
Four.
And then... Oh, that's right. They screwed you. And egg rolls. And like 27 Dr. Peppers later, he goes, I'm stuffed. And here we are like 8 hours later, and he's like, I'm going to die. I'm just taking eight shots
like today. Shift, dude.
I need to fucking eat again.
Yeah, time's up.
How is your guy not a cook?
How long is this?
40. Let's go at least 15 more minutes. There's got to be something.
We got the front part, though.
I understand that. So you can go get your food. I'm not going. Oh, it's already closed, dumbass.
What time is it?
3 o'clock.
Oh, you're fucking shitting.
Oh, you're gonna die.
I'm gonna die.
Del Taco opens in 3 hours.
Del Taco is open.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can drive all the way out.
I got a dollar.
Guess what's open? 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heaven. They don't have food.
There's lots of food.
Go into the back sections of
it. Oh, yeah. I guess some burritos to heat it up.
There's burritos. They got ice cream. They have Lunchables. Pizzas, Lunchables. Hot pockets.
Oh, really?
Boxes of shit.
Never cut into this shit.
No, you go straight to the soda and the cigarettes.
I want a Kim Sum, though.
Yeah, well, they're closed. They're closed.
You guys suck. I was going to... Dude, this show, I thought it was going to go 1 hour.
What we should have done was more information, not storytelling, I guess. I mean, I'm sure this is entertaining to listen to, but it would have been nice to teach people how the fuck some of this shit works, because they don't understand how, like... I was trying to get there with our weapon skill talk, but that didn't happen. We ended up bitching about how people can't do it rather than explain how the fuck it works and why you should
cheaters.
Be doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and cheaters and whatnot. But,
or like
whatever.
Grouping the, how we should stand in certain places.
Yeah,
people
our positioning.
Stand wherever the hell they damn well please. I get white mages that stand right in the middle.
Oh, and as a bard, you notice that shit a lot, because you've got to have the mages way in the back, and instead, they're right up there.
I have the same problem with positioning as a bard as you do with a thief.
I bet it's even worse, though, because at least I can control somewhat, because I'm only following the one thing around. You've got to follow the whole two separate groups around.
Well, yeah, and, like, I'll get in to where I think, okay, everybody's going to get caught by this spell, so I start casting this 8-second-long song.
Mm.
It takes me 8 seconds to cast a spell. And then all of a sudden, one of them, way over there.
Takes off.
Or I'll be standing here, and because what I like to do is I like to cast the first song when the puller's incoming. So that by the time it gets there, the first one's done.
Yeah.
And so the puller will be coming, and I'll cast the spell. And then and then all the melee groups will just, like, scoot forward.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go to meet the mob. Instead of letting the mob come to them. It's like, oh, so I'll get it, like, on one guy.
I keep hearing you over there, too, going, God damn it, sit still, you fucking assholes. That's gotta suck.
Yeah, that really sucked.
That would be great. We'll have to talk about crafting or something, too. Because that's been an interesting experience for me.
I'd like to get into it, but
I have sunk tens of thousands of gil into this. I'm getting nothing. Nothing for it.
Well, myth kebabs are...
I haven't figured out how much I'm making yet on it, though. That's the,
you said it was like 3 minutes.
I thought, but then the problem comes where I'm adjusting the price of everything every time. Because the price of the fucking meat keeps going up. So, excuse me. But right now, that meat that I was paying 11 or 12,000 for...
13 now.
Is it? Yeah, 13. And it's stuck at 13. And occasionally you see it pop 14. And, yeah, and today, when I was in there looking at it, I've never seen this many stacks of 12 for sale, ever. I've never seen double digits, and today there's 16 stacks. And I was like, fuck yes. I'm you know, it's got to be down to like 11, 10K, right? 14K. Like, what the fuck is going on here, right? You know what? The prices of a lot of stuff is going up all of a sudden. And I really think that somebody's doing it on purpose. Because
it can't just be one person.
No. I bet it's like big-ass guilds, link shells or something. I really think it is. Because it just, all of a sudden, one day, a lot of the shit that I just happened to be...
Monopoly.
I don't know. It could be a guild, too, that's trying to, like, own the cooking market or something. I mean, it's not totally...
impossible.
Oh, no. Especially if you have a big enough...
Look at Bill Gates, man.
Big enough link shell, you just just sell it to your link shell members and...
But you use the auction house.
Yeah.
Because that'll adjust the price for the rest of the server, or at least it'll appear to. You know, and the only reason I've noticed is because I happen to be in that weird stage of cooking where, I should be making money, but I'm not. And I'm getting pissed about it. But everything I can make for money, I can't really use and sucks balls and nobody buys anyway. I was like, I can make ice cap rolling berries. Nobody buys them ever, ever. And they're worth like $3,000, and it doesn't cost me that much to make it. There's no way.
So why don't you try
the ice cap rolling berry now?
Yeah, I can make it. Yeah, after all that. I can fucking make the damn thing.
Have you ever tried one? Say what kind of stats give to you?
No, because it's going to cost me like 2,500 materials or so to make the damn thing.
So try one. Find out.
You gotta try one, though.
Dude, I should, because I could submit it to Alakazam, because it's not there.
Really?
Nobody wants to eat the damn thing. So I saw a guy, too, in front of me the other day, in the Culinarians Guild, popping them out. Just boom, boom, boom. One after the other, making them. And I didn't ask him, because he was Japanese. I looked at his whole thing. And I was just wondering to myself, what the fuck is this guy doing? He wasn't a bard. My suspicion was it was charisma. But the guy wasn't a bard, so either he really hooks up his bard buddies, or...
it's not charisma.
Or it's not charisma, or he knows just...
That's expensive food for charisma.
Which is, and I'm trying to make the ghetto cheap stuff, you know? That's why I went making tomato juice for so long. Even though, I mean, nobody buys it, but it only cost me, like, nothing. You know, a rock salt is 15, and 3 tomatoes is, like, 180. That's nothing at level 40.
And a water crystal?
And a water crystal. At level 40 cooking, that's nothing. Mm. As opposed to the myth kebabs, $2,000 it almost cost me to make. I don't know how much I'm making on that. I thought I made money today. I was all happy. I was like, holy shit, I've got all the money I started the day with already, and I've got 10 fucking stacks of 12 of these things left. And I got materials for another one. Not whole materials. I had some peppers and the cheap shit. I had the peppers and the garlic.
Right.
And I was like, oh my god, I made like 10,000 today. And then, for some reason, I had forgotten that I didn't start with 30K. I started with 38K. And I remember now because we had the same amount of money when we woke up this morning because he looked and he pointed it out. He sent me 3K because I bought him something yesterday. I sent him some spell or whatever the fuck he wanted. And my mule had sent me 10K.
Oh.
Right, that I forgot about. Because when I went to the auction house, I looked, and all his shit had sold, but I'd already taken the money, but I never took it out of the auction house, you know, off the list. So I was like... I
actually went down.
I'm looking, yeah, I'm looking at it going, so wait a minute, I think I lost money today. What the fuck? It blows. I can't make any money out of any crafting. So I tried the woodworking one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good fucking luck there.
Really?
Dude, I thought it was fat for a minute. But when I told you that the logs were hella cheap and they sell for hella a lot?
Yeah.
Holy crap. The price on those things went down $700 in one day. The value at the auction house of cut lumber. $700. Because I had mine in the auction house for way less than the going rate. I was like, oh, this is something, no problem. And I don't care. I hauled ass. I tailed it to Juno. I'm playing for 2 days and my wood hadn't sold yet. Finally, I find myself back in Sandoria to see what's going on, and the price was like $400 below what I had listed it at even already. And it was like solid thing, though. So it does sell, you know, eventually, but you, again, you're pissing money away. I don't understand. And Wolf pointed out why. I know why, though. That's like the worst thing you can make. It's the cheapest, right? But you made perfect sense when you said, why the fuck would anybody buy it if they can make it because it's only used for arrows? So you're making it anyway.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I wish I'd have thought of that before I dumped a few thousand into it yesterday. I didn't even think about it.
If you're only using it for wood...
It's arrow wood lumber. Yeah. Like, apparently, I guess all you can make is arrows.
With wood skill.
With the... Yeah, right? And this is a rank level zero
skill. So you buy the raw materials, you make the lumber, and then you make...
Yeah, and then you do it all yourself anyway. So nobody wants to buy it, because chances are... If you're going to use wood, you're fucking... You got some skill. Right? I mean, duh. And for
some reason...
Of course,
then you're using more crystals, too, though.
You are. And you know what? I've yet to find a good stash for wind crystals. They're expensive in Winders. There's almost none in Bastog.
It's gotta be gardening. I'm convinced.
Dude, maybe. Maybe.
We're doing pretty good farming. Not really farming.
You're not farming is not killing shit. It's 200 experience points, and you're with a party again.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You know what that's called? Leveling.
Leveling. We're leveling, getting pretty good wind crystals.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah. That Japanese group I was in out there fighting those, what the hell were they? Evil weapons? I came out of that shit with 2 stacks of wind crystals. In 70 minutes, 5,500 experience points. In 70 minutes.
Nice.
Right? The only thing that I can figure is the ninjas got screwed.
Oh, yeah. Burn out there.
Do you know how much it cost them to tank? Dude, I was so happy. I was so happy that, like, money had no value after I'd got Utsumi, right? I was just like, oh, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. So the first thing I run out and do is $10,000 on the fucking regions of the things for.
Right.
10 grand. And, like, it didn't register with me at all that I was blowing all kinds of money. I didn't care. The fact that I could use it, just so I could hear it. And it was on my screen.
Custom money, man.
Oh, I know, but it's cool.
I got a cool story right here. I screw someone.
Oh, that was fucked up.
It's so funny, though.
Okay, wait. You got to explain, those who don't know, how the bazaar works. When you list something in your bazaar, it's not per stack. Like, when you buy something at the auction house and you buy, like, you know, a stack of wind crystals, it's all of them.
Oh, yeah, 12
right?
of them.
You buy 99 components for the ninjutsu, it's 99 of them. When you sell anything in your bazaar, it can be it is and only is purchased singular.
Yeah, one
right?
at a time.
One at a time, right? Now there's 9
single price, single unit price. It's not for a whole stack.
It's not for the whole stack, yeah.
Well, there's a guy sending ninja, so there are some probably rich Japanese dude. So I figured to go screw with him a little bit. He have his inventory full of those ninja components, tools, whatever you call them.
Yeah.
For the Uzumi. Uzumi?
Just call it Uber Jitsu.
Uber Jitsu. Okay, Uber Jitsu.
Yeah.
He got so many of 99 stacks. So.
Yeah, he had 19 stacks and 99 of the Shihi, the component for fucking Uber Jitsu.
Okay. So what I did is about a 1 awesome. Out of each stack out of a 99.
Now this is funny. Because the poor bastard, to rearrange that, do you guys ever sell shit in your bazaar?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You have to turn off the price.
You have to turn the fucking price off of every
one. Then turn back on.
And you can't do it multiples. You have to click each one and go $0. Click OK. Move down to the next one. Click the button. Goes back down to $0. Click OK. He's got to go through all these things. And then go completely out of the bazaar setup, back into his normal item setup deal. And hit arrange.
Restack, yeah.
Hit arrange so that it restacks it properly, and then go back into the bazaar side, you know, because like a whole different menu, and then fucking reset all the prices. And then he's left with a stack. It's 19 short. Right? And you make 33 at a time.
Well, he will catch up one of those days.
How fucking pissed is this guy gonna be when he
wakes
up? I'm gonna
check him out.
He's gonna hunt you down and bitch at you.
You know, while they're Japanese, they probably got faster sorting system or something like that.
Yeah, they probably have like bots for all this, I'm sure. I don't know. I think, you know, the guy's name is like something crazy too.
Marlboro
Man or something.
Man. Marlboro Man.
Like he deals in tobacco products or something.
Yeah.
So funny. That guy's gonna be pissed off.
Oh, let him piss.
I know. I get mad.
It's a shame you can't do that to Rina-san. Now that'd be great.
Yeah, but it doesn't work so well. You could.
Did one just stack?
12. The only problem is she seems like she sells so many. I mean, this guy's got 99 to a stack, not 12 to a stack. And she gets sold out of the fucking oranges every day. There's this bitch we called the Orange Nazi.
Orange Nazi.
This fucking chick rolled into town one day, and it just so happened to be when I was in the middle of my crafting days as a noob trying to make fucking orange juice, you know, and there's this chick out there selling fucking oranges. You know, it's somebody's mule. She's just sitting there in the same spot every single day in Sandoria.
It lasts like 2 months.
Yeah, every fucking day. And she sells out. Now, here's the thing. She sells them for $80 a piece. A piece.
90.
She went up? Because
it was 90. No,
okay, she 80 or 90, right? They are purchasable in unlimited quantities from the store at $32 a pop. And this bitch cleans up every fucking day. Every fucking day. And it makes me so mad that people will not... I've told people, too. Because I see people standing up next to her. I know they're buying oranges. She doesn't sell anything else.
Except for Winter's tea leaves.
She did start doing tea leaves. So I tell them, you know what? You can buy that from the store. Oh, I don't want to walk all that way. Now, have you seen the distance from the auction house to the store and from the auction house to her? It's like 30 extra steps, you know? What the fuck is your problem?
Although... When Sandoria doesn't have control of...
Oranges are still there.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, they're like the zero level thing. They're still there. Because I was there cooking. So I was pretty happy. Because the next level thing isn't there. What do you get after that? Pineapple juice?
I don't know. Maybe. You cooker. Have to buy that because they have anyway. Don't you?
Or I was buying them from the auction house. Because I didn't know. Boy, did I fucking wise up to that quick, though. Because you're paying an ass load at the auction house. So many people make so much money from that. Remember all the cinnamon I was chasing down? Was I asking you to find that too?
No.
One day, I had every single player looking for... I'm big on garlic. For a while, though, I was looking for cinnamon. And I had, at one point, somebody in the link shell in every fucking major city at an auction house trying to find fucking cinnamon for me. And I was like, I'm not paying more than $4,000 for it. And I thought that was a pretty decent price. So finally, one day, I find myself in fucking Winders at the Culinarians Guild. And you can go to the guild shop, and they have, like, everything for crafting most of the shit there. Mm. So I go to buy cinnamon, $467 per cinnamon, right? So a stack of 12 is, like, $5,000 almost, right? Okay, so this whole time, though, for just... This is one of the five components for the apple pie, even, right?
Oh,
I know.
God.
So, and they only sell for $1,400 a stack of 12, and you only make 4 at a time, though. That's where you get fucked. I thought you would make 12. You make 4. It really blows. What really sucks is when you fail one, because then you got a stack of 12, a stack of 12, and 8. You know? You're like, oh, man, what can I do with this? It sucks. That pissed me off. So, there I am in the Culinarians Guild, and it's more expensive than the auction house. Now, how the fuck? That can't work out. I see apple pies for sale all over the place, right? This whole time. How many times have I been to Xander's for the express purpose of buying peppers and tomatoes and pineapples? 150,000 times. This store sells 5 things. One of those 5 things is cinnamon for $265. And I had no idea. The entire time that I was making pies, I was paying double price on all that shit. But even added in, okay, so now I went back to the drawing board and I fucking went through it again. You're still dumping money on apple pies at level 45 to 50. I'm pissing money away. Mm-hmm. I can't make any money. The only thing I make money on is those Myth Kebabs, and it's not that much. It's not that much. I thought it was 300, and I think it might be when I'm paying the least for the meat, and I'm getting a steal on Fire Crystals. I just sent him to Sandoria to buy them for me for $1,800 because they were 2,000 in Bastok. I'm that cheap. I gotta send out my little army, my little mafia of fucking food supply purchasers. And we've got, well, his name? Moose Bump now in Winders. I forgot. Minifin's guy is in. Oh, yeah.
I have two.
Ah! Yes, I need more garlic.
I have nobody in Bastok, though.
That's where my guy is, though.
Oh.
So I'm all good. I love the Bastok auction house. Man, everything's like twice as expensive there. Oh. I can sell so much shit there. It works pretty good, except for they have a high percentage of available onions. So I buy a ton of onions there. It's great. Ship them all to my guy. Yeah. Whip up some Myth Kebabs. The problem is to make like $3,000, I have to sell like 420 Myth Kebabs.
Whoa.
Now how is that fucking worth it, you know? And what I'm trying to do now
But it's not really worth it. It's a
you're telling your, me. I have no inventory.
Level up.
I'm not making your level skills. Ups. I'm not making level up anymore.
No?
I went past the meat kebab. So I don't get any skill for it. What I'm trying to do now is get lucky on a critical success.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. Because that's $5,000 right there or so. Because you make the chief kebab version of it, right? For free, basically.
So which doubles the effect.
Doubles? Is it double?
I think so. Plus 10 to strength.
Holy cow. And then is it plus 44% to attack?
Probably.
Oh my god.
That's why it's so fast as it's expensive.
Jesus. No, it's more than twice.
It's 500.
Oh wait, maybe it is better. Twice. Maybe it is twice.
So 5 to 100, to 1,000, I saw. You know.
How much is it?
5 to 1,000 gills a piece.
5 to 1,000?
Yeah.
That's a huge fucking range.
500.
Oh. Okay.
That's still a damn big range.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's different people selling them, but you know, you find better deals on the people in the bazaar.
Yeah.
You find better deals.
Huh. That's what I'm kind of hoping for, is to get lucky on a bunch of chief kebabs, but it never happens. I never can get a critical success.
Oh, God, that's good news. I just got a stun.
I tried that. It's supposed to be Dark Day. On Dark's Day, I tried making 12 this morning. How many did I break? Four.
Four.
Something I'm two levels beyond. Well, no, wait. A whole level passed now, and I broke four times.
Is that unusual?
Hella unusual. On something that I can make, I never fail.
Let's start four.
I broke four, three in a row. Three of them in a row. I made one and I failed. It was fucking unreal.
What crystal are you? Fire. I personally think it should depend on what crystal you're using.
Fire. It's fire crystal and it's. I have it all. I had it.
You should try it on water day.
I just did that and I didn't fail once. I didn't fail once on fire's day either. But on dark's day, I failed fucking four times. Wow. But that's supposed to be the day, I thought, with the highest rate of critical success.
For what, though?
But for maybe, meat chief kebabs.
But maybe you,
Well, for everything.
But maybe you get a higher chance for critical success, but get a lower chance for actually
I don't know. Anything. There's no... Yeah, maybe. But Jesus, God! Do you know how much that cost me? Just failing four times? Oh, I was pissed off. I mean, that went all my profit there. If I was going to make anything today, that was where it went, right there. It was because the meat cost me... I mean, it cost me almost $8,000 of crap I lost. I know! It's like, I don't see how the cooking works. Like, you know, if I hadn't been cooking, I would be fucking floating in cash, I figure. The amount of money that I've just pissed away.
You would have pissed away on something else.
Yeah, but assuming I had saved it, I could have bought Absorb Dex and just handed them out to these guys. It seems like I lost so much money on this cooking stuff, but it's fun. It really is. I like walking around eating all this food. People are like, damn.
I'm going to be a house bitch, aren't you? Go cook, bitch.
Get in the kitchen, make me a pot!
I'd love to make pies, but I piss away too much money. Fuck it. I'll have to deal with the crafting later. Alright, I think it's time for going back to the game.
Yeah.
Time to play.
Time for some King Song.
Yeah, they're closed.
Oh, yeah.